What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Yeah?
No, more like that pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, Cam, Fearnerds.com, along my co-host.
Excited, Rooster.
Yeah. What's wrong, Rooster? Why are you so sarcastic?
I'm just so excited. No, I'm kidding.
I'm excited.
You're excited? Wow, it's fun times. I'm a little sad.
Why are you sad?
I beat the last Back to the Future last night.
The fifth one's still coming.
That's the fifth one. It came
you
out.
You got the fifth one?
And I beat it. It took me like 4 hours to beat it, and I did it last night.
Why would you do it?
Because I want to beat it.
Don't beat it.
I gotta say that the Back to the Future, the game, if you're a fan, like we talked about last week,
yeah.
If you're a fan of it, get it. It's surprisingly emotional.
Really?
Yeah, like I was playing last night, and it's just so sad because the Doc disappears, and then his old self comes back, but when he does disappear, Marty's like, Doc, no, come back.
Aww.
And there is a cameo of Michael J. Fox. Although I felt that he talks really fast.
He's being paid by the minute.
Yeah. So, Michael J. Fox is in there, which is really, really cool to hear him in the Back to the Future game. Of course, he plays Marty McFly's great-great-great-grandpa from 1930, I think.
Howard's. Is it?
I guess,
because he's old.
Because he's older, right? So even though he still sounds younger than AJ, the guy that does the voice of Marty.
Really?
So,
still?
Still sounds younger, yeah. But I really, really enjoyed Back to the Future, and it had the portal effect last night. When after I was done, it's like, man, I'm going to miss this game. It was so much fun. But the ending, I'm not going to spoil anything, but let's just say it does open up doors for possibly a season 2 of Back to the Future.
Is that how it goes?
Well, I don't
episode
know.
Episode 6?
Well, it's episodes. I assume they do seasons, like Back to the Future season 2.
Not a TV series.
I know, but it treated like one.
All right.
So, the ending was really, really cool, really confusing. I won't tell you. I won't ruin it here. But if you do play it, it does leave the doors open for a possible sequel that possibly takes place in the future.
Or in the past.
No, it's definitely the future. So I'm sad that I played that game and I finished.
It's okay.
Yeah. What have you been playing, if anything, this week?
Well, we're having the extremely busy weekend that we had.
Yeah, we went paintballing.
We also went to a wine and cheese party.
Uh-huh. We also went to the Blue Man Group, which is fucking awesome.
You went to the Blue Man Group, but yeah. I met up with you guys after.
Yeah, it was fun. Paintballing was fun, too, right?
Eh? Oh, it was great. I actually have two bruises. Look at that. All right, wait. One, and where's the second one? Two.
Look at this
three.
Guy. Look at this guy in my rib.
Hey, it's bruising away. It's not so bad.
I put photos up on Twitter. We even went to an arcade after where we played fucking Daytona USA and Outrun the cabinet. And it was so old school. That game.
Usually they charge like $20 on those things.
But I got a lot out of gameplay out of that Outrun cabinet.
You got like $3 worth.
Exactly. And the whole fucking cabinet moved. It was so cool, man. It was called Outrun Turbo, I believe.
Yeah, wasn't Turbo it? Outrun.
Or something like that. It was so, so cool. Have you been playing anything at all?
I just finished the Force Unleashed 2.
How was that?
Darth
Vader took too long at the end, I guess?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was a game that just dragged on. It wasn't better than the first. That's what I'd say.
Yes. Well, you know how I feel about Star Wars.
It's a great series.
It's okay. I could care less. Is that all you've been playing?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Didn't have much.
I bought Halo 3 because my brother told me to buy it. And
you're trying to return it.
I don't like it. I don't like Halo 3. Maybe it's because I'm starting in Part 3 because I like games for the story, right?
Yeah.
So I was playing Halo 3 and I was like, man, I don't know what the hell's going on. So I tried playing multiplayer with Nero Shan and my brother.
Yeah.
And the online multiplayer sucks. I know. Sit down.
10 billion people would argue with you.
I know they will, but I thought the multiplayer was shitty. It was slow compared to like Call of Duty, which is really fast and very rapid. You only can have two guns.
Halo is more like the middle ground. It's like Call of Duty's too fast, Battlefield's too slow, Halo is the middle.
Well, yeah,
because
yeah,
it is. It is quick, but the maps aren't big. But they offer vehicles, but futuristic vehicles. It's like, I like the Halo multiplayer. I just think that it's not a game that I would take serious and dedicate my time with.
I just didn't enjoy it. I was like, you know what? I can't get into this. I think I'm gonna get rid of this game. But I also bought the Simpsons game, which I originally had for the Nintendo Wii, and I bought it for 360 because I know there's a lot more things in it than there are on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything is better than the Wii.
And I'm still loving the Simpsons game. I also got I was playing Earthworm Jim HD with Brown Bear last night. We beat the multiplayer thing too.
Uh-huh.
And Earthworm Jim HD, I'm hoping for part 2, man. Like, what the hell's taking so long? Just like Sonic 4. You saw me playing Sonic 4 before you got here. I was playing, where the hell's Episode 2? Why aren't you guys making these sequels? Where's Sonic 4 Episode 2? Where's the fucking Earthworm Jim 2? Where's Back to the Future Part 6? I know there's not going to be a Part 6, but still. I mean Episode 6, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I also bought a Parasite Eve for a PSP, the PlayStation game.
Man, that game's old.
Yeah, it is old. It's because I beat Silent Hill, and I did the whole thing that I always do, where I save, and then I'm like, all right, this game's going to last me all night. And then I
start beat it in 10 minutes.
And then I beat it in 10 minutes. I didn't know I was at the last boss already, so I beat the...
You didn't remember.
I didn't. It's been a while since I played it. Yeah. So, I beat the game right away, and I was like, well... I'm bored, so what game should I get? And I asked on Twitter, what game should I get on PS1? And RetroKaiser recommended Gex. Remember Gex?
Yeah.
Gex and Wing Commando. So instead I got Gex and Parasite Eve because I wanted a scary game, right?
Yeah.
Parasite Eve's fucking awesome.
It's a good game.
It's a great game. It's a really, really good game. And I just like the battle, like the gameplay elements of it. The graphics are just like Final Fantasy VIII.
At the time, they looked real.
Yeah, well, I mean, now they just look really, really... Well, Final Fantasy VIII, there's, like, no face. It's just pixelated mess. But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I forgot to say what the pipeline is for this week about Podcast 65. There we go. Forgot to say that.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about news, like we always do. Top 10, What Were You Thinking? Game Edition.
Da-da-da.
I didn't get yelled at this time, like I did last year with the console edition.
That's weird.
That is weird. So we're going to go over the top 10. And I also got, thanks to Monkey Paw Games, I got a review of Kayuin? It's a PlayStation. Thank you. It's a PlayStation import game that came out for the first time in North America, kind of like the way Rapid Angels was.
Yeah.
Which we still have codes for if no one wants it. But yeah, Kayuin, I'll talk a little bit about that in our last segment. But before we get to those, let's talk about what games have been coming out for the week of July 24, because we're recording on a Wednesday as opposed to a Tuesday.
So pretty much by the time you hear this, it's almost the end of the week.
Yeah. So we'll save this game for last. Coming out this week, the game From Dust, Xbox Arcade, part of the Xbox Live Arcade Summer, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
Dragon Age 2 Legacy, I guess it's in expansion. DLC. PC, Xbox 360. Call of Duty Black Ops Annihilation, finally out for PS3. Warhammer 40,000, Kill Team, aw. The Sims 3, Town Life, aw. Sex and 8, Back to the Future, the game, Episode 5, Out of Time, is finally out. Buy it. I'm telling you right now. It's available for the iPad, too. So if you don't have a PS3, yes, get it for the iPad. It'll work really, really well with the touch, I assume. But with the PS3, the control works. Oh, it's just a fucking brilliant game. Hunting Unlimited, Expedition 3, Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions for Nintendo 3DS.
You don't have 3DS, so blah.
Gabriel's Ghostly Groove for the 3DS. Blah. And the game, I guess, for this week is Catherine for Xbox 360 and PS3. And I actually wanted to get this game.
I don't know what it's about.
Neither do I, but it looks cool. It's an action-adventure game from Atlus. So, I don't know. I don't know. It looks interesting. It looks unique. I've seen some gameplay trailers.
I just don't know why there's an Asian guy in her boobs.
Oh, yeah, there is.
He's dancing. Squeezed between her boobs.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't get it. She's getting naked.
Oh, me. Japan. The things that you come out with. I also been playing Alan Wake. I bought the two DLCs.
And
I finally figured out what the ocean is not a... Or the lake is an ocean. I finally found out what that meant.
What does it mean?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
All right,
anybody.
But tell me after.
I will. And so I beat the first DLC. It's like 2 hours long. And I got it for like 300 points, I think. Because it was on sale.
Yeah.
So I bought both of them. I was like, fuck it. Why not? So I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, that's pretty much all the new releases for this week. Yeah. Comic-Con happened, and I wish I went to that.
And?
Nothing. I wasn't there. You were with me. We didn't go to Comic-Con.
Yeah, but you said it happened, so I thought you would have said it was amazing.
No, I don't know. I haven't looked anything up, because it makes me feel bad every time. I'm like, all these events. Although, Friday, the Nostalgia Critic is going to be at ANC Games.
Which I wish I was there.
Oh, man. I'm going to go by there, take a photo, and be awkward and giggle and then leave. I like Nostalgia Critic. I like that guy with glasses. He's a nice guy. We met him?
Yeah, we definitely did. We hang out every Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Gareth actually interviewed Linkara from that guy with glasses, top to fourth wall as well. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll just be up there. I'll be like, hey, what's up, Nostalgia Critic? I'll just call you Doug. How about that?
Security.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much it for new releases.
Stay tuned for news.
Yeah, I guess. Up next, we're going to be talking about news.
Dun, 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 dun,
no,
dun,
dun. No, not now. Next.
Dun, 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 dun,
fuck
dun,
it.
Dun,
dun.
Hey, everyone. This is Scott.
And this is Tony, and we are the ClassicLead.com podcast.
And you are listening to the Paranerds.
And we are back with more energy, more times. Hey, look at us.
I'm so tired.
You know why I'm tired? It's because my job kind of reeks. They're cutting
smells
my hours.
Funny.
Yeah, they're cutting my hours again. And I'm like,
cutting hours sucks.
They do suck. Because
like, that just means someone else is getting those hours.
Well, not that. No, it's not that. It's just that, well, yeah. That's exactly what it is. So it's another job where I got to I gotta go look for another job again. Damn part-time jobs. You piss me off.
McDonald's. You get 50% off.
That is pretty good. So, yeah, I forgot to mention, too, when I was playing the Parasite Eve game, I told you this before off the air, but I was playing a game with headphones on. You know, my girlfriend's sleeping. Yeah. I'm playing my PSP. And there was a body that fell and scared the fuck out of me. It just twitched. Like, I was, I went up to it, and I was like, oh, there's a body here. And it just fell. Just silence. Just fell on its own. No
were you
music.
Expecting it?
No. So I was walking in the room, and the thing, the body falls, and because it's PS1 graphics, it looks worse. Like the body.
Yeah.
So it fell, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
That reminded me in Dead Space 2. Like, in the beginning of the game when you're trying to escape, remember that guy sitting in the wheelchair? You're like, oh, this guy's totally alive. Like, I know it. It's so obvious. But then even when he jumps, you're like, good God.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Now we are in... News! First off here, you know the Old Spice guy, right?
The awesome guy?
Yes, he answers a question by the real Cliffy B on Twitter. So you could do this thing on Old Spice on YouTube where you could tweet.
Ask questions,
and answer it. So I guess, I don't know what Cliffy B wrote, but...
He wrote it right here.
He, on Twitter, Cliffy B wrote, "Hey, Old Spice, since you're in Gears of War 3, will you rippling abs reflect the bullets of the Locust Horde back upon them?" He's in Gears of War 3?
I guess so. Maybe an Easter egg?
And here's his response.
On Twitter, the real Cliffy B wrote, "Hey, Old Spice, since you're in Gears of War 3, will your rippling abs reflect the bullets of the Locust Horde back upon them?" Thanks for the question, Cliff. My abs do reflect the bullets of the Locust Horde. But that's not the most shocking part of this highly popular first-person shooter game.
Spoiler alert.
And I fall deeply in love, and that love inspires an entire world to reject war and instead embrace peace. Ruining first-person shooter games forever.
No!
Well, first off, I was reading about this on the comments section, and he does say first-person. It's not a first-person game.
It's a third-person.
It's a third-person game. I know I do, I don't care. It's just, I don't know. It's like, you had a joke going, you kind of ruined it. That's like making your whole joke about yellow, the color yellow.
Yeah.
And being like, not the color yellow, the color green.
Okay.
So like, oh man, I see nothing but green. Every time I close my eyes, I open up my eyes, I see green. It's like I'm constantly watching The Simpsons. It's like, they're not green, man, they're yellow. But I see where you're going with that.
Maybe all he saw was the episode with the aliens.
No, yeah, maybe. Just maybe.
That sucks. No one edited these things?
I guess, yeah. Well, I mean...
Was this live from New York? No, it's Saturday Night Live!
I think it's because people usually don't play games if they're older, so they don't really know what a third-person, first-person is. And I guess because first-person games are the ones that are new, or what people are into right now. So that's kind of what the... Right. I don't know! I'm not the Old Spice guy. What do you offer me?
Let's ask him a question. Hey, did you know that you made a mistake?
Did you know that you fucked up?
And I don't make mistakes.
And by the
mistakes
way,
make me.
I find it very hard to masturbate to your videos, man, because you're so goddamn ripped. Here's a cool another little video. It's a slow news week. Did I mention that? Here's a cool video of people singing the main theme from Super Smash Bros., but it's chorus. The theme song. It's really fucking cool. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear this. Take it away. Come on, that's pretty.
It's all right.
Oh man, that's sexy. That's me singing, by the way.
Nice.
I'm like Ned Flanders. Well, I'm not gonna play the whole thing. You can check out the thing at the bottom of the footnotes. But I wanted to ask you, when you hear music and, like, when you hear a theme song with no words, do you put your own words into the song?
Not always.
But do you sometimes?
No.
Because Super Smash Brothers, I we always did. Me and my brother, we used to play Smash Brothers back in the day.
Joking. I remember doing that with you, joking
like,
around.
Oh, we are friends. Super happy friends. Look at us, we're friends. We are friends till the end. And that, we are friends. And we just join that, repeat it. And I did that with Back to the Future too. When I was watching my girlfriend, right?
Yep.
I was sitting
you were
there
watching her.
I was watching her watch Back to the Future, and how the fuck did that song go? Back to I forgot how it goes.
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. We are back. Oh fuck! I forgot how I was saying it. But I sang the words Back to the Future in a theme song for Back to the Future. I can't believe I forgot how the theme song went, so which makes this really awkward transition into our next news topic. The Walking Dead video game will not follow the comic series.
Womp.
Have you ever watched Walking Dead?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Like, on my computer.
Motherfucker!
I just haven't had time to watch
Motherfucker, burn me that shit! I want to watch Walking Dead. I don't got fucking HBO. I'm like the plane from fucking Simpsons.
You mean legally buy it for you?
No, illegally download that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't have HBO. I'm not going to buy a deep... Well, I probably will, but it comes
out. In all fairness, I didn't download it. It was given to me.
Oh, so there we go.
So I'm not doing anything. I'm just redistributing it for $50 each.
Well, yeah, I'll buy it off for $50. Sounds a good deal.
No, but I keep hearing amazing things. I just haven't had the time to sit there and watch
it. You know how I feel with zombies. You know how I feel with zombies. I put my fingers in their butt. I love zombies. I love
zombies. Zombies are nice.
Zombies are fucking awesome. They're like the best fucking things. I still have an article I'm working on about zombies.
But it's weird though. This image that I'm looking reminds me of Left 4 Dead 2, one of the levels.
The motel level? Yeah. So they're saying here, zombie lovers already know about Robert Kirkman's popular comic book series, The Walking Dead, which is a graphic novel, which I have seen and I haven't bought yet because I have no time. So the game will not be taking place or will not follow the comic series. So it's going to be its own thing. Just another zombie game, I guess.
Just a name on it.
Just a name.
It's the Walking Dead title.
Exactly. It could mean anything from Walking Dead to the Sleeping Living. Hey, look at me. I'm making a crappy ass joke. It's a small.
The Running.
The Running.
Living.
The Running. Living. Yeah. So apparently, you know the PS3.
Yeah.
Do you know the PS3?
You just asked me that.
Well, I'm saying it differently because it's spelled THREE instead of the number 3.
Okay.
Apparently, the new PS3 console, new PS3 console. Okay, think of it this way. You know the first Sony PlayStation?
Yes.
What was that one called?
PlayStation 1.
No.
PS1.
No.
PlayStation.
That's right.
And then it became PlayStation 1 with the word.
With the slimmer one, right?
Yes.
Now, remember when PS2 didn't do that?
Okay. PS2 did it. Well, they didn't have the word, but they made the slimmer version.
Yeah, they made the slimmer version.
Yeah.
But it wasn't called PSTWO. It was just called PS2.
Slim version.
Yes.
PS2 Slim.
Well, you know the PS3, how it looked like a piano from far away.
Yeah, I thought it was a fax machine at first.
Regardless, it's a huge motherfucker.
And then it became somewhat slimmer.
This prettier version of I have here. That's surprisingly heavy if you try lifting that thing up. There's going to be a slimmer version of the PS3.
It looks like the PlayStation 2 Slim.
It does look like it. It looks really... card. Yeah, you're right. It looks like the PS2. The open at the top. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So now, it says here, in early July, there was a rumor regarding PlayStation 4 production by Taiwanese, a hardware manufacturer. The story suggests that Sony were already developing the PlayStation 4 and wanted to have 20 million units ready for the end of 2012. So what happens to the PS3? That's all bullshit. Apparently, the PS3 might be revealed or announced at Gamescom, which is kind of cool, but kind of useless?
Yeah, well, maybe not. Because maybe I'll pick it up.
Maybe,
it's cheaper. Because I realize it won't be cheaper.
Were you saying that like you were rapping? Maybe no, I picked that up before it's cheaper.
I was realizing as I was saying it, I'm like, oh, it's not going to be cheaper.
Pick your rick it up before it's cheaper. To cheaper rick a burr. Yeah, that's right. I played fucking DJ Hero. No, it might be cheaper. This one was cheaper than the other one.
No. Yes. When this one releases, it's not going to be cheaper than this one.
I think so.
This one will be cheaper than this one.
Well,
this one will be cheaper than that one, too.
Which one are you talking about?
The PS3 will be cheaper than the PS3.
Oh, okay. No, I think...
the new PS3 is going to be more expensive than the old
PS3. I doubt it. I don't think so. I think it's going to be cheaper.
Are they taking away the Blu-ray?
I don't know.
But are they?
It doesn't matter. Blu-ray players are like $100 now. It's no longer
$500. I don't care.
I'm just saying, motherfucker.
I'm not paying $300 for a non-Blu-ray PS3 when I could have paid $300
for it. I know, but I know. I'm not saying they're taking out Blu-ray. I'm saying...
I'm mad.
I know. I'm saying Blu-ray hardware is probably older now, so it's not going to be as expensive as it once was. Did you know a computer was the size of a fucking bedroom back in the day? Now look at the size of it. It's in my phone. My phone's my computer.
You use it to call people? Skype.
Yes. Yes, so PS3 being announced. There's something I was going to say, just completely out of my brain. Out of my brain.
Did we remind you that it's a slow weekend?
Hey, there's nothing to talk about except for this. A 3D Double Dragon 2 remake coming to X-Blah as Wander of the Dragons.
Wander.
Oh.
You know, and you're wandering? Wander?
Really? No, wouldn't it be Wander?
Yeah, Wander.
Wander. Wander. Wander.
He was wandering.
Really?
He wandered.
I'm the editor-in-chief. Did I forget to mention that part? It says here, according to CoOptimist.com, Double Dragon received a sequel, Double Dragon 2 The Revenge. That game is now coming to Xbox Live Arcade, courtesy of Korean developer Brunsteren Interactive. Double Dragon 2 on XBLA won't be quite the same game that you remember. For starters, the game's subtitle is now Wander of the Dragons. Wander of the Dragon is a 3D remake of the arcade original. From the photo that I'm looking up here,
looks like PlayStation 1.
Yeah, it looks really bad.
But it's an X-Blog game. But we've seen beautiful X-Blog games.
Well, not only that, I don't want to see Double Dragon in 3D. I want to see Double Dragon in 2D and HD.
It could have been 2D in a 3D environment.
And to be fair, Double Dragon isn't that good of a game.
It's okay. But there's so much more they could make.
You just spit on me when you said that.
Yeah, you said Wander. I'm pissed at you.
Double Dragon was okay, but they could have, like, River City Ransom. I'd rather have that game come out than...
Why not both?
Yeah, so that's going to be, it says here, Double Dragon 2 Wander of the Dragons looks like it will have plenty to keep fans of the cooperative and competitive beat-em-up busies. It's currently on track to launch in September at a cost of 1,200 Microsoft points. The only question that remains up in the air is whether the game will have online play. The developer wasn't able to confirm either way.
Because he forgot about it.
Probably.
Whoopsie.
So, 1,200 points for Double Dragon? I'd say 800, if that.
But the fact that if it's not online, then it's not worth it.
It's never worth 1,200 points.
But not that. But if it had online capability, then it's like, okay, maybe. But it doesn't.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, they haven't said anything yet.
And they don't have it. If they can't comment on that, come on. It's not like revealing the secret ingredient in some mumbo jumbo thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Thanks. Slur reminded me of Futurama, which reminded me of The Simpsons, which reminded me of the game, which brought me back to the PS3 thing we were talking about. You know how you're talking about the PS4 and the Xbox 720, and you were like, oh, that's an amazing game. You're doing stupid, right?
Yeah.
When I was playing The Simpsons game today, Lisa says that. She goes, so what's going to happen to The Simpsons when the PlayStation 4 or Xbox 720? She says it. So I don't know if that's where people originally got the names from, but that she says that as a
joke.
I don't know. People play the Simpsons game that much?
Either that or just common sense. Double the number.
But that's never happened before. Like, Xbox went to 360. We didn't first go 190 or whatever the hell the first thing is before it goes 360.
Probably 180. The Xbox, 180. Ha. The Xbox just went around in a complete circle. That's a new system. It just didn't read it at all.
Actually, did you know how they came up with the name Xbox 360?
I don't know.
They looked at the PS3 controller. They saw the X. They saw the square box. And they looked at the circle, which is 360. Yeah, I ripped that off a webcomic. Anyways, 70s Batman Arkham City skin revealed. That's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah.
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 I 1,000 out of 1,000 the Arkham Asylum, which I kind of wish they had fucking DLC or something, like an actual
Anymore, because now I'm looking for this.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, Arkham Asylum, I did everything that you could have possibly fucking did it. And even though I had the achievements, you know what? I'll probably play one more time before this game comes out, just to...
Refresh your memory?
Refresh my memory. Because I enjoyed the game. The game itself was fun. That's why I went back and played it. It was a great game. And I hated the second outfit that you could get for Batman, which is like that steel-looking one.
Cool.
It's cool, but it didn't look that much different than the original one.
Shinier.
I guess. But this one, a 70s Batman Arkham City skin? Wow, 70s Batman skin. I don't know if I read the whole title again. That looks fucking awesome, though.
It does.
Like, that's the old school Batman, the fucking blue and gray, yellow Batman.
He even
Batmobile.
Has eyebrows on his mask.
Adam West style, yo, shit. League of Legends, ever heard of this game? Neither have
I. But apparently,
oh, you have?
Yeah, apparently they reached, like, 100 million players.
It's free to play, right?
It's free to play, but they were, like, this game... Like, I wonder if I should play it. I don't know. But apparently they hit, like, records.
Well, apparently, according to AlphaKick.com, they're allowing the word gay to be said now.
That's meh.
No, that's good, because, it says here, League of Legends did just this morning when it digested that what was a 60-plus page thread on its forum that evolved overnight regarding the censorship of gay in the game's profanity filter. Now, you know, like, Mortal Kombat has a filter that you can't name your rooms, like, cock, fuck, shit, right?
Yeah.
You know, some game developers do that. And I guess they wanted to censor the word gay, which is not cool. Because I know that kids use it as, like, slang or slander or whatever.
Yeah.
But what if I was, like, a gay dude? I kind of am. I can't ever imagine touching a dick.
So where are you trying to get it?
I'm just saying, like, if I want to have a room called straight room, why can't I have a room called gay room? Why is that considered...
Oh, I thought you were going against it, being like how it's offensive. But it's
no,
like...
it's fucking awesome. I'm saying, like, that's good. Why is that such a big deal? Like, of course, don't censor
it. I like
to put
gay room and then have all the gay men for me.
Exactly. If you got, like I said, if I can have a straight room and everyone could go in there and you've you put the word gay, it's like, no! How dare you have gay? Oh, fucking Jesus Christ every time two guys fuck. So, I thought that was kind of cool.
Hopefully games follow.
Yes, hopefully. I want another game where it has a gay protagonist. We don't have enough gay protagonists. Name one game that has gay protagonists.
What's the difference? There's still people.
No, but this fighting style, that's different.
True.
you can jump a lot higher.
Maybe all protagonists are gay.
Who?
Maybe all the protagonists we play as is gay. Maybe actually, Solid Snake mention is it. Gay. Maybe
Solid that... Snake and Otacon.
Mm-hmm.
Otacon. I want to have your snake in me. Sorry, I don't know how to do Otacon's voice. Mario and Luigi, are they really brothers?
Yeah, from another mother, we're secret lovers.
Exactly, Sonic and Knuckles. Knuckles, if you know what I mean. And fisting, Sonic, Sonic's not getting the sack, but Knuckles can fist the fuck out of your ass if you want him to. So, or your urethra. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. Think of Double Dragon, Billy, and
Two Jim. Penises, dragons, double.
Mm-hmm. That's an innuendo. Scott Pilgrim. There are many gay characters in Scott Pilgrim, so we'll leave that one out. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Did I mention it's a slow news week? Or no, did I mention that?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay, because it's a slow news week. Red Dead Redemption getting free fan pack DLC. What? Free DLC?
Fan pack?
What? Free? Pack? Fan DLC? I don't understand these words. The guys over at Rockstar have tweeted that their future projects are L.A. Noire for PC, Red Dead Redemption, free fan pack DLC, and Max Payne. Speaking of free stuff, there's a free limited edition theme code for Starhawk waiting for your grab. That's part of the site. I don't know why you made me read that. We already knew that L.A. Noire is being ported to the PC and a new Max Payne is in the works, but this is confirmation that Red Dead Redemption is still getting the free DLC, which was announced a while ago. It will contain, and I quote, playable multiplayer character, as well as something for all players of Deathmatch, Grab the Bag, Gang Matches, and other online modes. Now, I don't know if this is DLC for only PC. I don't even know if Red Dead Redemption is on PC. Do you know?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
All right, then.
Most
so, I don't
games
know.
Are now.
Do you think it's going to be for 360 and PS3 as well?
It's
or?
Everything.
Yeah?
Why not?
All right, that's true. So, that's kind of cool. Remember how last week we were talking about you did this on one of your POVs?
Yeah.
Last week we were talking about how there's one more Mortal Kombat character that they have to reveal,
the
right?
The fourth?
The fourth one. And it was Kenshi, Scarlet, and Rain. And we're like, who the fuck's the fourth one? We had this conversation last week saying, who the fuck in the fourth? We couldn't think of anybody.
We're thinking cool ninja people.
Yeah, we're like fucking...
potential candidates.
I'm like, Smoke as a robot? Wait, no, that's already there. I don't...
Smoke as a human?
Smoke as a... That's already there. Like, we couldn't... Wait, nothing, right? Absolutely nothing. I can't even say the name. You have to read it. You have to say who it is.
Well, if no one knows by now, it's Freddy Krueger.
That's so fucking awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
That's so fucking awesome. I'm so excited I'm throwing up all over
the place. I have a feeling he's going to be overpowered. Have you played? Have you been on yet?
Yeah, I have. I was playing last
playing
night with...
Playing as Freddy Krueger?
No, he's not released yet. August 9th.
Oh.
I was playing last night with Brown Bear. He came by when we didn't do the podcast, so he came by. We were playing Mortal Kombat and automatically downloaded all these new costume packs, right? And I was like, Kenshi, Scarlet, Rain, fuck y'all. I don't need y'all shit, right? But like, when Freddy Krueger comes out, because that's my favorite fucking horror villain, right? You know that.
Yeah.
You even bought me that fucking awesome little action figure.
And his hat fell off.
It's somewhere around.
It's next to his foot.
Yeah.
Can't get it.
Exactly. And I fucking love Freddy Krueger. And I heard rumors about this before, but I don't want to say anything because it's a rumor, right?
Yeah.
But it's because Warner Brothers owns Mortal Kombat now, and Warner Brothers owns New Line Cinema, which owns Freddy Krueger.
Which owns you.
Which owns me. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like they say here, Jason Voorhees to show up. That'd be fucking awesome. Freddy versus Jason? Oh my god,
I made a movie and it wasn't successful.
That movie? No, you know, hold on. The Freddy versus Jason movie is terrible. Yes, you're right.
Yes, the concept is great, but it's...
The fighting scenes are fucking awesome, except for the pinball. Like, ding, 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 gotcha, no, ding, 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 like that. The stupid moments are stupid, but, like, the fighting scenes between Jason and Freddy are fucking awesome. When he's, like, on his back, he's like, nah, 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 and Jason's all like, and Freddy's all like, gotcha, no. Like,
you're redoing the whole movie, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I don't know. I think this is fucking awesome. I'm a huge fan of Freddy Krueger. I'm a huge fan
of
Mortal
Kombat.
One of
the finishers should be Jason comes out and you double team him.
Oh, my God. I'd have sex on my TV screen. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I know I'm really excited. I fucking love Freddy Krueger, and I love Mortal Kombat. Instead, I have the Xbox version. I don't have Kratos. I wanted another character, and I will buy this DLC. Although, I'll talk about DLC in our top 10. Battlefield 3 pre-orders are 10 times higher than Bad Company 2, according to MediaKick.org. Electronic Arts has revealed how many pre-orders their expensive marketing campaign has brought in for Battlefield 3. The earnings report released today shows that pre-orders for the shooter are 10 times higher than those of Battlefield Bad Company 2. What do you think about that?
I think not surprised.
Really?
Battlefield 3 is going to be the game of the year, even though it's kind of being released near the end of the year.
I've never even heard of Battlefield. Like, hold on. Before, when I was in the Call of Duty, I never even knew what Battlefield was. I only heard of it because Brown Bear had it.
Battlefield 2 was probably before you even got your Xbox, like, way before that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, so, and it was a huge popular game for the PC, like, industry, and you didn't play PC games. So after that was a huge success, and they started working on Battlefield 3, that was, like, off the radar, so it makes sense that you wouldn't have known this.
Yeah.
And then...
And I was also out of my gaming stage at that point. I'm a skater.
To make Battlefield Bad Company and Bad Company 2 to make money to fund the project. I love
having sex.
So...
is what my 14-year-old said.
Bad Company 1 and 2, I don't think was as advertised as the whole Call of Duty stuff, but Battlefield 3, oh my.
Oh my, yeah. I probably will pick up Battlefield 3 instead of Modern Warfare 3. I'm so fucking dumb. I'm so fucking dumb with Call of Duty. Did I tell you my Xbox ate my Call of Duty?
Yeah, you did.
Game froze, and then I took my Xbox, the disc out, and there's a big scratch underneath it. They pull out a blade and start cutting my disc?
Yep.
And then I put in Halo 3, hoping to do the same for that, and that worked! Fucking piece of shit.
It is telling you to play Halo 3.
Here's some, deals for Xbox 360 and PlayStation Network. Major Nelson, which I keep calling him Major fucking Tom, which is a David Bowie song. On July 20, or... well, today, From Dusk comes out. And August 3rd, a game called Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet comes out, which looks insanely twistedly Shadow Planet. That's going to be 1,200 points. Game add-ons are going to be Dragon Age 2 Homefront.
Yeah.
Sales and specials. I bought the Microsoft... they had the Halo Reach, a bunch of Halo Reach games and Halo 3 map packs for 300 points. Fable 3 map packs. Gears of War 2 map packs.
Which isn't bad, 200 points.
Yeah, Forza, Halo Wars, Alan Wake map packs. Or not map packs, sorry, the extended things, which is 280 points each, which I bought both.
Yeah.
And Crackdown 2. So, Xbox, what, did you hear our podcast last week?
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about when we say make a sale. This is a sale.
I'm actually looking forward to the deal of the week. I don't know when that starts.
Everybody started. It's Mass Effect. Yeah.
I'm going to pick up the Arrival. I was going to buy it at full price at $800.
Yeah.
But it's now $400.
Yeah, deal of the week for Xbox 360 this week is, that's the other thing I just read was sales and specials that they have. But deal of the week is Mass Effect 2 DLC, which...
I own everything except the newest one.
Which I believe you bought these DLCs
before the game.
Before you even bought the game.
I could have missed. It was all like 70% off. It was a huge discount.
So, I mean, you could get all three Mass Effect DLC 50% off. Yeah, pretty much. And, you could change your gamer tag at a discount of 30% off.
Meh.
Fuck you. And other than that, there's Avatar crap and Games on Demand that comes out. Blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, that's a better sale than what we had last week.
Not bad.
Oh, last week was Grand Theft Auto stuff, right?
Yeah. Navigator
and stuff. PlayStation Store update that they have here.
No, went in reverse. Now it's shit.
Yeah, this one, they have a couple updates here. Free DLC includes a Funky Lab Rat Challenge Bundle. Free exclusive in-game content, Section 8. Sega Rally Online Arcade is 50% off, $5.
For
Sega Rally Arcade. That's really fucking cool. There's Avatar crap. Who gives a shit?
The only one I see there that I noticed is you don't know.
You know Jack. Yeah. It's $249, which is actually a really good price.
It's really cheap. Yeah. That game's always fun.
Yeah, You Don't Know Jack is a really good party game.
I haven't played the new one, though, but I just remember the old one.
I haven't played You Don't Know Jack since I had it on the PC. So there's a bunch of sales going on. Golden Axe is now $5. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you already have it for free, like me. Although I have Golden Axe for my... Sega Ultimate Connect Collection thing. And there's Rock Band like a bunch of sales and stuff. It's not nothing too great this week compared to last week. But, you know, there. That's pretty much... Well,
no, good evening. I
just started getting a sneeze.
No, I was going to wave your attention, but...
Oh,
well... Oh, wait, no.
No, I was going to wrap it up.
Yeah, we can. I don't want to add anything to this.
Oh, okay. Then up next, we're going to be talking about the top 10. What were they thinking? Game Edition.
Ooh.
Which we got a couple of comments.
Good.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was. It was kind of...
It was okay.
Compared to our ones last year, yeah. Anyways, up next, top 10.
It's time for the community's rants.
And we are back. Yeah. So the top 10 was out. Top 10, what were they thinking, game edition. If you remember last year, I did top 10, what were they thinking, console edition, where I spoke about, you know, what were they thinking when they made these choices and stuff, right? Yeah. And if you remember what number one was, it was the PlayStation 3 taking out a PS2 support, right?
But you know what everyone wanted number one to be.
The Red Ring of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Ring of Death. And I chose not to do Red Ring of Death because it's so fucking cliche. Like, it's not... Like, well, what I said was Red Ring of Death wasn't something they did on purpose, right?
Or was it?
No, the Red Ring of Death was a manufacturer error, right? Like, it fucked up. Just like how my Xbox right now is slicing and dicing my CDs.
It's a new slap chop.
So here are just the comments from last year's top 10, which includes, at Kevin, you are just another Microsoft dick sucker. Typical. Once the checks begin to bounce / dry up, maybe you'll grow up and see all consoles are great. So you can tell that people really enjoyed my top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, just people were telling me that I was a fanboy. People were telling me that I was...
Sucking dick.
They're saying that I'm just causing wars and stuff. But the thing with the top 10 of last year was that I spoke about all three consoles, not just one or two. And we counted it, and it was like pretty much equal. I think it was like 4-4 and 3 or something like that. 8, 9, 10. It was like 3, 6, 9. I can't remember what it was. 4, 3, 3, or something like that.
Ah, whatever.
But yeah, I made fun of all consoles. And this year, I was going to do this last year. Sorry, I just got messaged on Facebook. I was going to do this last year, what were they thinking, game edition, but I never got around to doing it.
Except the year went by.
So a year went by, and exactly this time last year, which is weird to think of.
Was it really?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So this time last year, we did a console edition, and now I'm doing a game edition. So... If you haven't checked it on Paranerds.com, what I'm saying is, basically, these games are games that make you go, like, what were you thinking? Yeah. Either you went too far, not far enough, you did some stupid choices, made some stupid changes, or you had a good idea and completely ruined it. So, these are the top 10, what were they thinking, game edition.
Are you ready?
And did you look at the list?
Yeah, I did.
And did you agree and disagree with me on any of them?
On some here and there.
Yeah? Well, we'll go through the list.
Wait, don't you have to have the promo?
Oh, yeah, right. Paranerds, blah, blah. Yes, right, yes, now. Right now.
It's the Paranerds Top 10.
There we go. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, starting at...
Number 10.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. Now, I know.
I've bashed this game a few times.
My whole thing with this game is that it's not a terrible game, but it's so mediocre.
They ruined the potential of an amazing game.
Yes, it's so mediocre. Like, it's such a mediocre... Like, how are we not excited about it? I'm more excited about Freddy Krueger being a character. One character in a new Mortal Kombat game, and I could care less about DC Universe.
I think you're... and I can agree. I think that we were excited at the title.
At the title.
The game itself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's such an insane concept.
How the hell
does
Batman punch faster than Flash? What the hell's going on here?
It's such an insane concept. Mortal Kombat versus DC. Like, we know...
Universe!
Yeah, we know it's not going to be Marvel versus Capcom. Like, Marvel versus Capcom, I said, was also a stupid concept, but they did a fucking great job with that because the gameplay was great, the sprites looked awesome, and there's so many characters. There's like 50 characters to choose from, right?
Plus more.
So, and Mortal Kombat versus DC... The roster sucks. You have Catwoman, Batman, Lex Luthor, Green Lantern,
Superman,
Flash, Captain Marvel, Shazam, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple of people, but Wonder Woman.
Dude.
Like, there's not really that many characters. I believe there's like 12 each or something like that. Was it 12? I can't remember. I just know it could have been so much more. And it's such a cool idea. Like, DC Universe is pretty dark, right? And Mortal Kombat Universe is pretty damn dark. And they came together, and it was just so bad.
It was so bad.
Like, the gameplay sucked. The graphics looked good.
I gotta admit,
the graphics looked alright. I mean, they looked really blocky, but I like that you can see that they get bruised and stuff. This is like before this Mortal Kombat came out, so you can actually see their faces being injured and stuff when you beat them up.
And their clothes tear away.
But I mean, the game was just so bad. It could have been so much more. And of course, everyone knows about the fatalities. You've seen the fatalities. We did our thing.
No, we couldn't see the fatalities because they didn't show it.
Well, yeah. Superheroes had heroic brutalities, which just means that Superman
they
won't
beat the shit
he
out
won't
of
kill
you.
He'll just grab your face and fucking throw you into the cement from 800 feet in the air. Won't kill you. He's just beating the shit out of you. And like, just some of the fatalities, like, they were just so... It was just so blah.
It was blah.
And the gameplay was blah. And I bought it and I got rid of it. Like, it was just... It was an interesting story, though. Like, how they made, like, both universes start colliding and there was a rage virus going out. Not rage virus from 24 or 28 days later. It was like a rage thing that made everyone's powers balanced. This way Superman won't beat the fuck out of Scorpion when he says, get over, dead. Like, you know what I mean?
But that's what I don't want in a game.
What do you mean?
Every character to be balanced.
Yeah.
Flash to be as fast as the Joker. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what Capcom does. Like, you have that, like, Marvel vs. Capcom. You have the character still the character, and they behave, like, they can have the Flash, like, punch a million times a second, but it does little damage, or, you know, they
could exactly.
make the animation. Like, they could have done it right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because how the fuck can Ryu beat Venom? Honestly, how? He's just that good.
He just can't.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But they don't make Venom weaker.
They just
make Venom, except you have to...
It's the fighting gameplay part that
you
matters.
You play the same. Like, you still have to play the same in both characters, except that each character has its own unique... Like, it seemed like everyone's... It's just skins. That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was skins that was added.
With an extra move here and there.
That's what... That's
and
what
it was 3D. Which is like, yeah.
Well, Super Street Fighter is 3D.
Well, Super Street Fighter is 3D cel-shaded kind of... It's not 3D. They don't move around like this in a full 3D.
Can you move around like this in a full 3D dimension?
Yeah. It's like Tekken and Virtual Fighter.
I kind of wish I knew, so I'd step out of the way a few times.
Yeah, so, yeah, as you can tell, Mortal Kombat vs. DC. What happened? Because it just could...
Save it too late to revisit.
Exactly.
Love it, I.
Metal Gear Solid Touch. Now, I have to put this one here.
I had this.
And I have it, too. I bought it for $1. But the game... Okay, first, before we jump in, you love Metal Gear.
I love Metal Gear.
I wrote here in the article that we love Metal Gear anything. Put Metal Gear in front
Metal
of...
Metal Gear's duck. Duck.
Like, you put the word Metal Gear in front of anything, we'll buy it. Metal Gear Gear's a war? What'd you
cat
say?
Cat liquor. Cat litter.
Oh, I thought you said Metal Gear... Never mind, the N-word. I was like,
oh,
really?
Oh, wow, jeez.
Cat nickel? Dude.
Cat. I meant to say cat litter, but I said cat liquor. Whatever.
Metal Gear, cat liquor. Metal Gear. We gotta go get a cat. So we love Metal Gear anything, right? Metal Gear 1, 2, 3, Solid. Anything that has the word Metal Gear in it, we'll fucking buy it. I love it. I played 1, 2, 3.
I bought this.
Yeah, exactly. So this one... And, like I've said before, the iOS, the iPhone games, and iPod Touch have some really, really good games on it.
Yeah, they do.
Like, Dead Space is a full Dead Space game storyline that takes place between 1 and 2. It's its own game, it's its own story, same gameplay, great graphics, great storyline. Same thing with the Spider-Man games. You know, it has its own potential for its own thing, right? And once in a while, it does a port of a game, like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars is on the iPhone, and it's exactly like the PSP version.
And it worked.
And it worked beautifully. So Metal Gear Solid Touch is a game based on Metal Gear Solid 4, which sounds good, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, it probably won't be no fucking stealth thing. Maybe just go around shooting. I don't know what the hell it could be, right? Metal Gear Solid Touch. And then you buy it for $7.99.
That's right. You pay for the name, not the game.
$7.99. That's what the price is right now for Metal Gear Solid Touch for the iPhone.
So glad I got it for $1.
Yeah, me too. So, it's $7.99, and what's the game like? How crazy is this Metal Gear Solid game, Rune?
It's crazy that it sucks.
Yes. What do you do in a game?
You just, like, stand there and zoom in and shoot people
That's
from
it.
A distance.
That is it.
You don't walk around. You just... It's like a picture, and you just have to shoot...
Yeah. It's
target
practice. It's like a shooting gallery. It's like a bonus round in a game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. For $10. You can buy Metal Gear Solid 1 for $10 on PS1 Network.
It's true. Let's do it. Let's go buy it right now.
I have the discs. But I was so angry with this because, okay, fine. It's a shooter. It's like a shooting gallery type game, right?
Yeah.
But the controls suck. It's so stiff and so slow to move around. You can't just, like, touch. You can't just poke at where you want to kill them. You gotta motion him to aim.
Yeah.
Zoom in by pinching outward. And then shoot.
Can you pinch outward?
Well, you're extending.
All right, there you
it's
go.
Like a flick. It plays terribly. Like, it's... How did you fuck that up? The game's called Touch. I thought you just go around touching everything on the screen, which would have made sense. Would have been better.
Would have been cool if it was like a click and... No.
Point and click. Point yeah, something like that. You know what I mean? But it was just so... Again. Blah. Like, it's a Metal Gear game, and you tarnished the Metal Gear name with this. What were you thinking when you did this? It's not even a good game.
They're going to forget about it. They're going to bury it. You'll never hear from it again.
And the thing is, though, like the way they say the story to kind of connect it for the actual game is a fucking, like, storybook. It's like paragraphs among paragraphs of...
It's an ebook.
And then Otacon said...
Snake!
And then Snake said, Otacon. And then he was all like, Meryl.
This was the script for the Metal Gear
4. Yeah, essentially, that's what it is. And it's just not fun. And it just tarnished the name. And it's like, why would you? Ugh. Ugh!
What were you thinking?
Ugh!
Number 8.
Wii Motion Games. Now, we know Nintendo Wii has a bunch of good games, right?
Yeah.
It has a lot of good games.
Yeah.
I can't think of any right now, but it has a lot of good games.
Wii Sports Resort. Like, well, that comes with it. So it's not... But I like it.
Yeah, well...
But I get where you're going. But they also have Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers.
Which doesn't use motion.
No. Twilight Princess somewhat does. Yeah. But whatever. What else do they have? The new Donkey Kong game.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of games.
But I mean, like, at the beginning when the Wii first came out, we all wanted motion. We did. We wanted to play a game where we could flail... Flail? How do you say that word?
Flail.
Flail? Really?
Yeah.
That sounds so floppy.
You don't use it often.
Flail.
Flail your arms.
Flail my arms. That sounds like... I don't know. It sounds so dirty. I'm flailing my arms. I had a lisp for some reason. Anyways, at the beginning, we all wanted motion control-based games, right?
Yeah.
I got WarioWare Smooth Moves, which I got rid of. But I had that game because it was all motion. We played the fuck out of Wii Sports when we first had it, right?
And it was great.
It was great. And then something happened.
What happened?
They came out with a bunch of third-party bullshit games that just suck balls with these... Like, it's a bunch of mini-games compiled into... crap, really.
Stuff that should be given away.
Yeah, like, we have... Like, okay, like we mentioned, Wii Sports was pretty good, and Wii Sports Resort, which is pretty
good. But it comes with... Those things come with the system when you buy it.
And then there's, games like Wii Play, which...
Is a knockoff of, like, sports.
Yeah, Wii Play came... The only reason why I bought Wii Play was because
it came with a remote.
It came with a second controller. Yeah. We mentioned Wii Play, actually, in our top 10 games that give you more bang for your buck. It was one of them, because it came with a controller. So, but the game itself, we're just so...
It's like, ugh. Can you pay $70 for this?
The only good thing about Wii Play is that it came with a Duck Hunt kind of game.
Which everyone likes.
Everyone likes Duck Hunt. But I mean, like, Wii Play was probably the best out of everything, but just because it came with a controller. A second controller. But then you have games like Deer Drive, where you have crudely animated deers and you shoot them. You have games like Carnival Games, which are just a bunch of compilation mini-games. You have Game Party, which is exactly like Carnival Games, except they changed the name.
They missed out.
And then you have games like Wii Music. I will
never forget
Nintendo for Wii Music. We both bought that shit.
I know, because, first of all, we thought we could be actually playing the instrument.
Yes, I thought it was a fucking great concept. Like, I could play the drums with my... Like, I used to be a drummer. I love drums. And I thought the idea of waving my arms around...
Was like a first-person drum set on your TV, and you point and you
not
shake
even you
at
just
it.
Motion where the cymbals and drums would be,
like as if you're sitting behind it.
Exactly,
I agree.
And instead, Wii Music, it was just pressing buttons.
It's not, you just shake it for them to start, and then you press B to switch to a different thing, and then you shake that.
Yeah,
it's just shaking.
Yeah, and there was no point.
The music sucked.
The music sucked. Oh, yeah, they had like Baba Black Sheep. And...
I thought at least for the guitar, like you hold the nunchuck as if you're playing the strings,
like the fret. Yeah,
yeah, and then the fret, and then you would just.
Strum around.
Strummer.
It doesn't matter where you put your...
No, you just do whatever you want and it plays amazing music.
You can hold the Wii controllers by the wire from the nunchuck and Wii and just wave it around and it'd be the exact same thing. There's no scoring system in Wii Music at all.
No.
Nothing. There's no way to lose in Wii Music. There's no way to win in Wii Music. And I remember you sent me a music video of you playing Wii Music.
That was the most boring video ever.
It was just you playing the piano.
Oh, but it was pretty funny though.
It was.
I remember, I'm like, because you could technically. Shit, am I thinking the right thing? I don't remember if you can actually move the hands, and I was. No, I think you can move the head. I forgot what it was. I swear to God, I wish we can access the video.
Not anymore, my Wii's busted.
No, but I have mine, but I don't think it goes that far back.
I don't remember.
If it does, I gotta...
You need Wii Music. Do you still have yours?
Yeah.
Oh, you still have your Wii Music?
Yeah, unfortunately, I keep my games. But I swear to God, like, the video was funny because it was so stupid.
Well, I remember watching it laughing because of how stupid it was, but it was just like... Oh, it was a concept that you had.
Wii Music alone should have just been a category here.
I
Number
know.
Eight, Wii Music.
But I mean, like, it just... Well, I'm specifically talking about Wii Music because it's not only is it a motion-based game, but this game was made by Nintendo. It wasn't a third-party game.
They're charging like $70.
Exactly. And just the instruments sounded like garbage. They sounded like MIDIs, like MIDI files. It didn't even sound like when you hit a cymbal, it wasn't like, it was like it stopped recording.
Squirt bottle?
Yeah. It was just a terrible game. It was a terrible thing, and what hurts me about this is that people bought this shit.
Family people. People didn't know better.
Well, that's why I wrote in the article. Like, same thing with World War II Aces, the game that Casual James bought regrets buying, right? It's that when Christmas time comes around, and then you have the parents or the grandparents buying something for their kids,
they see,
you know,
things that look cool.
They see, wow.
And they all look cool. Like, look at Deer Drive. It looks like a fucking deer and a bear. Exactly. Both of them are going to fucking kill
you. If
you kill
the game, they look like fucking cardboard. And doesn't control well either. Did you ever play that rescue game? I forgot what it's called. The motion game.
No.
Where you play as, like, rescue heroes? I think it's actually called Rescue Heroes.
Nope.
Oh my god, such garbage. Such garbage, garbage third-party games. But Wii Music specifically is made by Nintendo. They had the press conference at E3. Remember that?
The showcase.
The showcase. And even that was brutal. So, I don't know. I hate that. I really, really find that, like, what do you guys, like, it's one thing to make motion control, but it's another to make it, like, just a bunch of shit that has motion in it.
And that's number 8. Number 7.
Nintendo games on the Philips CDI. You know this, right?
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people know about the Philips CDI and these Nintendo games, but my whole concept, like, we know Sony and Nintendo had their little thing, and then Sony came, when fuck you Nintendo came out with the PlayStation, right?
And Nintendo's like, well, yeah, I will fuck you, but fuck you too.
Yeah, yeah, fine. You're going to leave Sony? Fine. You know what, Sony? We still have your chips in our SNES. You can't take that shit back, man. It's patent pending, man. You know what we're going to do? We're going to make our own CD-based game. Yeah. Ever hear of Philips? The same people who make your TVs? Yeah. Those guys. They're going to make our games. So Nintendo handed Philips their franchise, Mario and Zelda, right? Not fucking Metroid or Kirby.
Or Link.
The Zelda franchise.
Alright.
Not Kirby or Metroid. Two things that they could fuck up and no one will care about. Mario. That's like fucking Walt Disney going, or Mickey Mouse. Walt Disney giving Mickey Mouse to McDonald's.
It's, I can, like, see that happening.
Yeah, I can see that happening too. But I mean, like, it was just, if that's your fucking franchise.
If
that's,
you stain the, that, then you stain your character.
But it's, but you. It didn't, though. You know what I mean? It's like us giving Paranerds to someone else. Like, here, just take it for a day. Oh my god, what did you get? We're ruined!
Successful! Oh my god!
Oh my god, you made it so successful. But yeah, so Philips CDI made one Mario game and 3 Legend of Zelda games. Now, that one Mario game was called Hotel Mario. Which, did you know? Here's some trivia.
Yeah, because he told me. Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
No, he did tell me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Hotel Mario was supposed to be Super Mario's Wacky World, which is supposed to be like Super Mario Brothers World, or Super Mario World 2,
yeah,
the official one. That didn't happen, and it became Hotel Mario. Now, Hotel Mario is a brilliant game with brilliant animation and voice acting. What you do in the game is you shut doors.
But you have to, you're missing the main point.
What?
People open the doors.
Oh, right. You have to open the doors.
No, they open it, you shut it.
That's right. The people open the doors in the hotel.
Because at Hotel Mario, no door is ever open.
Exactly. You have to shut the doors. That's it. That's the game. It's like playing as an old Portuguese lady. Ah, shut the door. You're letting the air conditioning out.
In this case, an old Italian man.
So, yeah. So, that was Hotel Mario. And the Legend of Zelda games, 3 of them. 3 games. Where you had one, which was kind of cool, you could play as Zelda for the first time ever.
Ooh.
But those games were crappy too. The stories weren't great.
The animation was,
oh,
awkward.
My god, it was like Russian, like crazy fucking Russian, fugly, black market, black backside, terrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah, ever watch that show with the psychiatrist? When you're like, he's all wiggly?
Yeah, what's that show called?
I forget what it's called.
It's so weird.
Yeah, you know that animation? That's better than Legend of Zelda animation. So, I mean, the reason why this is on the list is, again, what were you thinking? You have Nintendo's franchise. You have a new console. You could have done so much more, but you brought out 4 pieces of shit. You could have been, who knows what could have happened? Like, instead of Sony, it could have been
this could have taken down
Nintendo
Sony.
Philips CDI. This could have been the fucking Dreamcast of the
this
time.
This could have been the new PS3.
Exactly.
But it called the NS3.
Yes.
Nintendo's Sony.
Speaking of which, did you know Beavis and Butthead's coming back?
In TV show?
Yeah.
Still now, cool or old?
New episodes.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're coming back, which I'm looking forward to. Sorry, the shaky animation reminded me of that. But yeah, the 3 Zelda games, if you ever, just watch videos on YouTube. Just watch the videos and you'll see what I mean. Same thing with Hotel Mario. Watch the animation. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking when they made this. Because it's Mario. How hard is it to make a Mario game? Run to the right. That's fucking it. That's all you have to do.
That's it.
Put a hat on a character. We'll call it Mario. Fine. Don't try to make it all fucking crazy and, you know, nah. And Zelda. You fucking love Zelda. You love Zelda, do you not?
Of course.
And how do you feel about these three games?
I'm glad I never actually got to play them, because then I wouldn't like Zelda anymore.
And they're expensive right now.
CDs back then were expensive.
Well, even now, these are rare games.
These are like rare games, yeah. Obviously.
But, just, yeah.
Number six.
Games based on products. Now, we've played a lot of games.
I played that Cool Spot.
Cool
one.
Spot, yeah, so have I. I played Yonoid. I played all these. That's why I put these on a list, because I knew these ones I could talk about. But, okay, how do you feel about when you're playing Bionic Commando and there's a Coca-Cola vending machine that can't get destroyed?
I don't know. I notice it right away and I try to destroy it. First thing I do is try to break it.
But yeah, and how do you feel about when you're playing like a Spider-Man game and you see like Trident Gum ads all over the place?
Makes me want to buy Trident Gum.
Okay, so, but are you okay with that?
Depending how much they put it in your face. Like games like that, they're doing their job. When you're playing like Spider-Man, you see a Trident, it makes you think of Trident. It doesn't necessarily make you want to buy it, but at least you thought of it.
Yeah.
They got it in your head,
but
it
I mean,
works.
I don't
but
mind
that's
that.
Not so bad.
I don't mind that in games because, like, advertising in games because it makes the world feel more real.
True.
Like, I remember playing Ninja Turtles and being all excited to see a Pizza Hut ad. The old Ninja Turtle games?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that so much, especially in racing games, because racing is, we all know NASCAR is the horror of our generation.
The
whole car is just slapped of ads, right?
Exactly.
So, like, and I don't mind that so much, you know? Actually, it reminds me, when I was playing Alan Wake today, he picked up his phone.
Yeah.
The phone was facing down the camera.
iPhone?
It's a Verizon.
Ah.
When he picks up the phone, and I don't know if this is intended or not, but do you remember a Verizon commercial?
Somewhat.
What is it?
I don't know. I said somewhat. Oh. You refresh it.
He answers the phone. He goes, hello?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Okay. So he answers the phone. He goes, hello? And the guy on the other side goes, hello, Alan? Alan, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I was like, oh, no. You guys did not just do a Verizon joke. I don't know if that was a joke, if that was intended or what, but... Because it was a Verizon phone. So it's stuff like that where I'm like, okay, passable, you know? What if you play as the product that they're selling?
As a phone? He can hear you now.
Like, what if you play as the product that's advertising for the product?
Well, it depends. Like, for example, the game Cool Spot, I didn't know it was a product... game
for 7-Up. It's yeah, had a fucking cover,
but I didn't have the cover. I had just the cartridge.
Oh, okay.
Right, so I'm like, cool. It was kind of fun where you collect
Cool
up
Spot.
Shit. But you know, I just never clicked on my mind. Right?
I'm collecting 7-Up bottles and bottle caps. I had no idea this game was about 7-Up.
Yeah, so it never clicked in my mind, but.
But
it was
cool
a fun
spot.
Game.
It was an okay game. You notice how that kept going lower?
Yeah.
It was an okay game. It was the animation, it was the idea, but it was an adventure game. That's the only exception product game that's
but it's still a game based on product that they're charging you full price for.
Exactly.
It should come free with your Happy Meal.
With your 7-Up, right? But you have games like Yonoid, Domino's guy. You have games like McKids, which is just McDonald's. They're high-fiving a fucking M. You have Chester Cheetah's fucking SNES game, which sucked balls. And the latest one that I could think of was Sneak King, the Burger King games.
The 360. Oh, man.
Have you played Sneak King?
No.
It's terrible. It's
supposed to be like Sneak King.
You go,
you're
you,
sneaking around.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. You go behind them and present them a Whopper.
That's the game. That's kind of funny.
It's funny, but it's so stupid. I feel like
I heard of this, actually.
I feel like I'm controlling Jesus. But I mean, like, it's one thing. I mean, Sneak King is okay because it was $5.
Yeah.
It was okay. But like, Yonoid, McKid, Chester Cheetah, Cool Spot, these were all $50 at one point. You're buying a game that's going to fill your head with advertising. And my thing is, when you made a game, and this is a game on Atari, a Kool-Aid game.
Oh, yeah.
The game opens up with Kool-Aid breaking through the wall in good old-fashioned Atari fashion.
Yeah.
And then you control a jug going around picking up juice. That's the game. That's the game. My thing is, when the people who made this game, did they actually sit down with a straight face, look at each other and go, guys... We just made the next Pac-Man. You're the best.
No, they didn't do that. Hey, guys, we're going to be broke. We have no money. What are we going to do? We just fired Phil. Hi, we're McDonald's. How would you like to make a game for us? That seems kind of lame. We'll pay you $50. Let's do it.
Is that what it is, though?
It is.
Like, anytime you play a game, you don't want to go like... Well, I kind of want McDonald's now because I'm hungry.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to go get it.
If I'm a manufacturer that makes games, it's not like my company is being... slandered. It's not like, oh, they're all, that's all they are. It's just a game, right?
So to be fair, playing Sneak King does make you feel like a rapist.
Yeah, but it's not affecting...
Oh, did I offend someone? Everything was completely quiet.
But it's not affecting Xbox 360.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's just Burger King. It's like, Burger King, what did you do?
Yeah.
Same thing with everything else. Where it's like, McDonald's, really? You're so lame, but no one's really realizing who made the game.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's a product companies that, like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how did you, like, it's one thing to have fucking ads in the games, like Pizza Hut and the Trolls. That's another thing to have a whole game based on the ads. It's like the movie The Wizard.
It's kind of weird because now there's a movie that's all about ad placement.
But that's done on satire and ironically. Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe this is a satire game.
No, they're not. They were taking so serious. It boggles my mind to think this because it's like the movie The Wizard. Where the movie The Wizard was just a big advertising thing
for Super Nintendo.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yeah. But Super. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I got it.
So, like, it's one of those, a movie made for you, but not really. Kind of like a game. Like, McKids is made to have fun. Okay, that's a bad example because that's a pretty good game. But like Chester Cheetah. It's a game about Cheetos. You play as the fucking mascot of
Chester.
Chester. It's like, do I want to play as Chester Cheetah or do I want to play Super Mario Brothers? I don't know. It boggles my mind too what they were thinking.
Number five.
Controversial. Controversial.
Of course, controversial.
Call of Duty and Guitar Hero games. Now, I like Activision. Not so much now, as much as I used to. Because Activision used to make, you know, the Spider-Man games, Tony Hawk games. It was a fun company, right? And now they've kind of became kind of money.
They're prostitutes.
Yeah, they're whoring themselves out like crazy. And the thing was, with Call of Duty and Guitar Hero...
can you really blame them?
Well, no, I understand. And like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a commercial business marketing thing? You guys are doing you guys are doing fantastic with what you're doing. But... You're killing...
Your soul. You're killing your soul.
No. You're killing the franchise. Maybe not yet, but Guitar Hero, how much do you give a shit about Guitar Hero now?
I would have, to be honest, I don't know if I want to really go at it, but it's like, if I had Guitar Hero 1...
Yeah.
Or even the newest one, and not have to worry that there's going to be Guitar Hero 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the next year...
Yeah.
Then I would honestly be playing it now. It's just a matter of... For example, Mojo's boyfriend, he bought, like, one of the Guitar Hero games, and he bought, like, all 30 freaking DLC for that one game. Then next year, they made a new one, and it's like, what, you expect me to buy the new one and then buy all the DLC
exactly.
for that?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, right? So, that's why I don't like it.
We'll get the DLC after. Soon. But, yeah. But my whole thing with Call of Duty and Guitar Hero is, like, Call of Duty came out, I have it written here somewhere.
Not for anything that has a year. 2003.
Call of Duty came out in 2003. And then 2005, Call of Duty 2 came out, okay?
It's not bad. 2 years.
2 years, not bad. 2006, Call of Duty 3. All right. Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, 2007. Oh, wait, I just skipped a whole bunch, didn't I?
You did. 2008, what?
2006, Call of Duty 3, then 2007, Call of Duty 4. So 1 year after another, right?
Yeah.
Then 2008 came out with Call of Duty...
Modern Warfare.
No, World at War.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Then that's when they split it into two. Then 2010, or 2009, Modern Warfare 2. Then 2010, Black Ops, and now 2011, Modern Warfare 3.
And 2012, Black Ops 2.
White Ops, like, or Spec Ops, or whatever the hell they want to call it. But you see what I mean, though? It's like...
Every year you're expecting a game.
You're expecting it. And with Battlefield 3, how much of a difference between Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 2? How many years difference?
Oh, like you're looking at like 10-year difference.
Exactly. And why are people so excited about this?
Because Battlefield 2 was... It's like when exactly like StarCraft. StarCraft 2... People were, like, lining up from, you know, around the world, just, like, literally. They said a Best Buy at, you know, Dundas.
Yeah.
And they went all the lineup, went all the way to, like, Japan. That's along the line.
Yeah.
Because the time between the game was so large. Like, with Duke Nukem, right? I was like, my God, Duke Nukem. What
exactly, yeah.
It sucked. But in this case, like, for example, StarCraft 2 or Battlefield 3, it's going to be a great game. We know it because we know they put so much work
exactly.
into it.
Exactly. Like, and I should have mentioned Tony Hawk because Tony Hawk, they did the exact same shit with Tony Hawk too.
Yeah.
Because Tony Hawk was a fantastic... Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 to 4, even Underground was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I stopped caring about it as soon as they mentioned Bam Margera because I hate Bam Margera. But, yeah. And then Tony Hawk Proving Ground, then Tony Hawk 8, then Tony Hawk Ride, then Tony... Like, you guys have a thing of, like, Tony Hawk's completely fucking dead now. Like, not him. But the franchise is completely dead. If they were to come out with another Tony Hawk game, no one would give a fuck,
yeah.
Right? And then slowly it's happening to Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero, when it first came out, was fucking awesome.
The concept was amazing.
Yeah, and then Guitar Hero 2, and then we're like, alright, cool. Guitar Hero 3, and this is still on PS2, which meant no DLC, which meant getting a new Guitar Hero actually mattered.
Yeah.
So getting Guitar Hero 3, you had like 30, 40 different songs than what you had on Guitar Hero 2. But now with DLC, which we'll get into, this shouldn't be happening. We have Guitar Hero 5, Guitar Hero 6.
But it doesn't help as well when they have like Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2, Rock
and
Band
now, 3. But Rock Band is made by Harmonix. Yeah, but I know, Rock Band
but
is
it's still the
different.
Fact that it's the same
but it's a concept. It's same concept, but it's a different... It's like saying every first person game.
Yeah, but when you... It's like the difference isn't really... Like, I guess it is. There is... Like, my brother prefers Rock Band. I prefer Guitar Hero. But yeah. I guess you can see the difference. But it's like it doesn't help influence your choice when you have the two games coming out roughly at the same time. Like, yeah. You either play Guitar Hero or Rock Band.
But not only that, they're both ashamed to call themselves what the real numbers are. Like, Guitar Hero 6 is coming out. But what about Guitar Hero, Metallica, Aerosmith, Van Halen? Like, those are still... And Call of Duty, same thing.
They're doing a new one as well.
Of course they're gonna be doing a new one. Like, but do you give a fuck about any of these?
Depending on the song. But I wouldn't buy it.
But I mean, like, Call of Duty was 1, 2, 3, 4. Now they're embarrassed. Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, Modern Warfare 3. They're not calling it Call of Duty 7 or 8 anymore because it sounds stupid. But in reality, that's what it is. And my whole idea with this is that you're killing your franchise. You're juicing it for all it's got. Like, Tony Hawk's dead. Forget about any kind of Tony Hawk game. That's done. That's done.
See, what
Guitar Hero's coming up, and then Call of Duty's going to be coming up.
What they should do is just make a totally new game and be like, from the creators of Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
Banana Jones.
But the thing is, all these games are the same. Like, every Guitar Hero game is the same.
I don't think they... the difference is they're just going based... I'm going to die here. All the games are going based on the last year's game. And they're just improving graphics... Adding more details.
Well, I mean, Guitar Hero, what graphics? Are you paying attention to the people at the back or the fucking giant fretboard?
Well, they do change the back a little bit. They but...
Nonetheless, it's the same game,
though. They don't work hard on it. That's the thing. Like, yeah. If you look at Battlefield 2, the details, the game that went into it, all the hard work to make a game, it is a game. Battlefield 3, it's not like a copy and paste of 2 plus better. It's start from scratch, brand new.
Yeah.
That's what took so long. These games, they just go, okay, what did we do last year? Let's load up the program. Okay, good. Let's change the name. Let's improve the graphics using the new technology. And there's a new game.
Even, like, the Call of Duty franchise. Like, you know how I feel about... I'm getting tired of first-person shooters. And you know that, right?
Yeah.
But the Call of Duty franchise, the multiplayer is basically the same. Like, the storyline's what's different. But the storyline isn't even that good to be worth it. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
Not $70 for a storyline that's about... Who gives a fuck? Because the storyline has so many plot holes to begin with. Anyways, it's not a good story. It's interesting. It's a fun playthrough, but it's not a good story.
It's more of a rental for the story.
And what people... Exactly. And what people buy it for is the multiplayer, but every multiplayer is the same. I can switch from Black Ops to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and not think of a thing different. It's the same game. It's just a different weapons and different environments.
That's debatable.
How is it debatable?
We've had this debate like...
What's the difference between Black Ops multiplayer and Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer?
Variety and things you can do.
Like what?
We had this debate between Battlefield and Call of Duty.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
The multiplayer is the exact same game.
It's not.
It is.
See, this is where the debate is. I don't want to go into a huge circle about this. You'll know the big difference.
I play... How come I have no problem playing Modern Warfare 2 to Black Ops?
Because you're playing the console version. Like, well, the thing is, we don't know even for Battlefield 3... The main concern was Battlefield 3 compared to Modern Warfare 3.
Okay, but I'm talking about Call of Duty on its own. Just these games.
Yeah, okay. For Call of
Duty,
they're the same. Compared to another Call of Duty,
yes. That's
what
I'm going
at.
I'm not comparing to Battlefield. I'm comparing to Call of Duty.
That's the huge debate we had, and I didn't want to go into that.
Yes, no. I'm talking about Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, except new perks.
Like, new perks, or, like, take out a kill streak, put in a kill streak. Like, if I want to play a game with a kill with a perk that I can hear someone, that's Modern Warfare. If I want to have a kill streak where I can see Claymores, that's Modern Warfare 2. If I want to have a kill streak where I can have, I don't know, a Black Bird, that's Black Ops. But nonetheless, it's the same game.
Yeah.
It's only the kill streaks or perks or whatever is different. That's it. But you're paying for that. But if you like the old stuff, you can't have the old stuff because it's in the other game. So why...
We're going to go for a long
one. So, which brings us into...
Number 4.
Unnecessary expensive DLC. Now, going back to Modern Warfare, how much are the map packs?
$15.
$15.
For like 4 maps, depending what game
it was.
One
5
song.
Maps?
Is it 5?
Yeah. 2 of those are new. 3 are from Call of Duty. 4.
Nice.
So they're just reskinning the maps.
Yeah.
And giving
See,
it to you.
See, Battlefield 3 is doing the same thing, but the Back to Karkand map pack.
Yeah.
But it's free. Unless you don't pre-order, which, if you're going to buy the game, might as well pre-order, right? But what they're doing is they're making it look better and all that, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, and for me, it's free. I'm not paying $15 for it, so
yeah.
It's not so bad. But in Call of Duty, like, Annihilation just came out for Black Ops.
Yeah.
$15. But at least they gave you the zombie mode.
Yeah,
but
well,
still,
Annihilation is the maps, zombies. It's a little bit better.
It's
but
a bit better, but
still
not for 15.
Not
it
for
should 15. Be 4 maps
yeah.
and 4 zombie maps.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, you're getting better.
Yeah. But not only that, like, map packs are itself, like, ridiculous, the concept. Because buying, like, the Ballad of Gay Tony or Lost in Damned for $10, completely worth it. Because
those are new games.
Those are completely brand new games, and they add a whole bunch of shit into the multiplayer. Better weapons, better cut, like, character skins.
Vehicles and all that stuff.
Add so much, and it's completely worth it. Borderlands, buying these map packs, the Game of the Year thing that I have, these map packs are, like, 8 hours each, you know what I mean?
And they're not that expensive either.
They're not expensive, and there's a lot to do in it. You have more weapons, you have, like, it's just a lot. Same thing goes with Fallout. Fallout has great map packs. They're even coming out with new ones for New Vegas, and they look fucking fantastic.
See, the biggest problem with, Call of Duty and stuff like that with their map packs is the fact that three of them, like the new ones or whatever, no one really likes.
Yeah.
They're the ones where it's like, oh, Rust 2. If you're 1 foot bigger, it's like, ah.
Instead of having it as a, like, Resurgence pack, how about having it separate? So if I want to buy Carnival, I'll buy Carnival.
Yeah.
Because I would probably buy only the two out of the five maps, because exactly. The other three maps I have on Call of Duty 4. I don't want to pay for them again.
Exactly.
If I want to play those maps, I'll play Call of Duty 4.
But that's how they make their money on a business
end. Yeah, exactly. But that's like, it's not good. Like, it makes DLC, like, DLC is a beautiful thing to have, right?
Yeah.
Like, Guitar Hero, same thing with any of the Madden games, any of the football games. All you have to do is update your roster and stats. That's it. That's the reason why people buy football games. 2011.
Because of the new people, yeah.
Yeah, 2011.
All sports games are like that.
Yeah, 2011 and 2010 Madden games, it's the exact same game. It's just that the roster is different.
Except the graphics are a bit better, but I don't think a lot of players care about that.
Yeah, they care about
just the way the game is played.
And the stats and stuff. But that could all be done with DLC.
But that's not how they make money.
Yeah, I know. But same thing with Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero, like, they sell you DLC songs when they shouldn't. Like, why can I play other, like, if I have Guitar Hero 5 right now, why can I, and I have the other four on different consoles, why can I rip those songs onto the Xbox?
Should be able to.
Yeah.
One of the things I didn't like about when you do DLC for songs like that, like, they'd have, for example, you download, like, the Beatles pack music.
Yeah.
If you've already bought one of the Beatles song on its own, you'll have double the song. Like, you basically spent twice as much or whatever. Yeah. Like, they don't restrict. It's like, you already own this song, sir. You wouldn't want a second one, would you? Like, you know, it's like, oh, you bought two, huh, sucker?
Yeah.
Which I don't like about that. I really feel, and like I said, Mojo's boyfriend, it's like, he bought, like, every freaking song for, like, Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah.
If you bought Guitar Hero 4, he can't do anything with that.
He can't use those songs, which is bullshit, because it's like, there's no reason why
you
couldn't.
You paid for it.
Yeah. Like, even if I had DJ Hero, because I have DJ Hero 2, I'm not going to buy any of those fucking songs, because those things should be, like, 200 points, not 500. Not only that, I have the CDs. Why can't I just rip the CDs and make my own thing?
unless they have an editor mode where you can add.
I believe they do.
Which makes sense. Like, you should be able to put the songs on, then you make your own. That would be cool. But just putting a song for them to make it for you would...
No. I mean, your own. But I mean, like, even my iPhone, I have a game that could do that. Like,
what I liked, actually, about one of the Guitar Hero games, I don't remember, I think it's 5 or something like that, you can actually make your own...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Your own thing. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Why don't you put your CD in? But I mean, fine. That's the copyright issues. That's fine. But say I have DJ Hero 2, and I have DJ Hero 1. So I buy some song packs for DJ Hero 1. I can't play those things on DJ Hero 2.
What it should be is, the way I see it in any games like that, music-wise, if you owe, like, Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you played part 1. We loaded your save file from part 1. Here are the costumes you unlocked.
Yes, exactly.
The way it should be like, oh, you played all million Guitar Hero things. Let us unlock the music that's already on the disc for you.
But here's the thing. People won't buy those DLCs because they don't know. Like, if I had Guitar Hero 5 right now, I'm not going to buy any DLC. Guitar Hero 6 coming out next year. You know what I mean?
Some people do. If I had Guitar Hero, I'd, like, totally buy, like, Linkin Park songs.
But you know what I mean, though? Like,
I'd be pissed if Guitar Hero 9 had Linkin Park specific.
It's like the Left 4 Dead thing. You buy Left 4 Dead 1, and then you buy the map packs, and then you find out next year Left 4 Dead 2 is coming out. You're like, what the fuck? I just bought these things. I'm not going to be playing this when Left 4 Dead 2 comes out.
But Left 4 Dead 2 is so
But, hard. I mean, like, even stuff with, like, character, like, Street Fighter 4, $10, you can buy costumes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm buying
alternative costumes for $10. That's at least 2 Xbox Live Arcade games or PlayStation Network games.
Or like 10 indie games.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy t-shirts and stuff for your avatar, like DLC like that, for like $4. Or you could probably buy a real t-shirt for yourself for $4.
True.
Like, it's this DLC that's just bad. Like Mortal Kombat having, like, even that, like, having 400 points for, like, fatalities, like, to unlock.
Something that should be part of the game.
To buy fatalities? Like, you released Scorpion's original fatality, and I have to buy that? Why? I already bought the game. I bought the fucking giant joystick. Give me the goddamn DLC. Why am I spending $800 for a move?
But that's not how they make money.
Exactly. I understand the money part, but you
I'm
see
just
what
keep
I'm
saying.
But
that,
you
yeah.
see what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying, like, more. Like, the character's fine. That's part of DLC. Buy a new character for $5.
Because it's not technically in the game. You have
it's
to
reasonable.
Download.
Like, yeah. that's why. And plus, this one, you have the combat pass, which you can get all four characters if you spend 1,200 points. Or you can buy them each for, like, $5, right?
Yeah.
Which I'd rather do, because I don't want Scarlet. I don't want Kenshi. I want Freddy Krueger. That's it. That's all I want. So, but I mean, like, spending $10 on clothing for alternate clothing. Remember that when you used to press select and an A, and that's how you chose a different costume?
Yeah.
That's all. Like, I hate this new DLC, especially when they do, like, such a big deal out of, like, all this shit. And I feel like all this unnecessary expensive DLC is ruining it. It's like, I get
just
it.
Don't buy it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't buy it, but then if I'm like, all right, fuck it. Like, the Modern Warfare 2 thing, I bought map packs.
You should be able to play in the next.
I should
or
be
they should just include it in the next.
Exactly.
But that's not how they make money.
Exactly. All right. Number
3.
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
I remember this game.
You remember this game? This
I
is,
remember this
I
game.
Think I spoke to with Scott on Classic Elite. I told him this is one of the first games I rented for Xbox.
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
We were watching it.
Yeah.
The intro. Alone.
Oh, you mean when I rented it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a sexy intro, though.
It was a sexy intro. You watched it twice, and then your like stepdad walked in, and he was like, oh, I'll leave you two alone.
And then we jerked each other off. We went skiing. It was really fun.
It was fun. Snow everywhere.
So Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. Okay, fine. Dead or Alive, they're a fighting game, right?
Yes.
It's a fighting game. It's a pretty good game. It's pretty enjoyable. I enjoyed it. The girls are really hot. I mean,
it's hot girls who fight.
Exactly. So why would you make a volleyball game out of that?
Because they're hot girls. Who can play?
Yeah, but
this is what they do when they're done fighting.
But these girls aren't all friends. They're like enemies. Is this like the Mario Kart thing?
No,
they
man.
Just,
this is, they fight because they have to.
Oh,
it's like boxes. I'm pretty sure after the rounds, they're like, "Sup, want to go for a beer?" This is how like we fought so hard. Let's have fun.
Because I mean, it's Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball. We're the guys. I mean, I'm not. I don't want to see the guys. But I'm just saying, if you call it Dead or Alive, it should be called the Women of Dead or Alive, not Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, and there's only fucking women in there. They look good still, but I don't
oh,
know.
Man, they looked good.
I wrote here, it's like the girl woke up, they giggled to each other and said, screw it, let's play volleyball in the most revealing outfits we can find. And then Ayane ate her own face. No.
One of the unlocks, remember, after beating the game on an extremely hard is like the
dental floss.
The dental floss bikini.
Yeah.
Looked hot. But we spent like 9 hours playing that.
Yeah, but the thing is though, the Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball game, there's nothing extreme about it. It's just volleyball.
It's just, actually, I think it's less than cool volleyball. Like, the volleyball game was good, but it didn't flow like a real volleyball game.
Yeah,
it seemed like a dumb version of volleyball.
Well, that's the thing. The volleyball game wasn't that bad.
It wasn't horrible.
Like, I would never buy a volleyball game. I just...
It's okay.
It was
but
like,
it's...
I mean...
What does that do with Dead or Alive?
Like, well, that's the thing. Like, well, I don't get it. Like, I would never ever buy a volleyball game, and I'm definitely not gonna buy a volleyball game that has a girl from Dead or Alive in it. It's just, it's a volleyball game. We rented it, never bought it, but we rented it just because, you know, the graphics were really good at the time, and these girls
we were like 14.
And we were 14, and we jerked off to anything that looked remotely like a girl, so, including each other.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Rui, put on this wig. Oh, yeah,
I
love your
have
face.
It on.
But what boggles my mind, too, okay, fine. They're experimenting with it, right?
Okay.
The Xbox One. I'm smiling because it's so stupid. So, fine, we can forgive them for having a Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball because they're experimenting with Xbox. You know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
First thing.
It's a system.
They re-released it on the PSP.
Really?
Yeah. With a hands-free mode.
But then you wouldn't be playing.
But no, you
or
watched.
Would you?
You watched the cutscenes of them like eating strawberries or like suntanning. And
they had that on the original Xbox.
Yeah. Well,
when
they?
You yeah when you go like you could go it's like kind of you walk around you go to the volleyball to play the game or
yeah.
you can like go around the island, and one of them would be like of them just like eating just minding their own business laying down or something like that. I remember that.
Really?
I think so.
I just remember that there was a selection saying, "I think I'm gonna go take a shower now." We always selected it, but she's like, "I'm done." They never showed the shower scene. They just said,
"I don't know." It's debatable.
But stop saying debatable. That's like your word of the day. But yeah, the new PSP one actually has a hands. It's called a hands-free mode. It's not even like an Xbox controller. You can put it down, wank off for 2 seconds, and pick it up after you know cleaning your hands. I
they
hope
they do. It, they do it for you without
like, yeah,
you touching.
It's actually hands-free mode. You put the control down or the PSP down. Do your stuff, I guess. Like there's like obviously they know that people are jerking off to these games. Why would
who
you
else
include?
Would they get it?
Why would you include this mode, like a hands-free mode? Like
your hands are free to do whatever they please.
But we have the internet now. If I wanted to see any of these girls naked, I guarantee you I could find it.
Oh, I can guarantee you.
Oh man.
Number two.
Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. Now, yeah, you've heard of this game, right?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the videos of it.
Yeah, I've seen the videos of it, too. I've seen...
You know what I want to actually do? If I ever start my own plumbers company, I'm going to wear plumbers do wear ties.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I'll just show up in a tie.
And that's it? Just completely butt naked?
No, you know what I mean? Like, my outfit would be with a tie. How many people would understand that? How many people would actually call me?
And the people who do understand it will like it, though. Like, I'd hire you. You're hired. Fix my plumbing, bitch.
And I'm, like, in the kitchen making salad. You want me to plumb, right?
But plumbers don't wear ties. First off, this screenshot is from the actual game.
I know. I thought you photoshopped it with paint.
Nope. This is it from the actual game. That's the logo for the game. Now, Plumbers Don't Wear Ties was it for the Philips?
I believe so, yes.
Philips CDI. So, it's... I don't know what it is. Like, it's about a guy who falls in love with a girl out of nowhere.
He was a plumber. They all did that. Haven't you seen, like, hardcore porn where they fight people over?
And, like, it has the mom yelling at the girl to go find a boyfriend, and it has the mom yelling at the guy to go find a girlfriend. And that's the game. And the thing is, though, it's not even a game. It's
a novel. Like, it's huge in Japan where it's just basically a storyboard.
Yeah.
And you... It's like a... What's those books where you choose your own fate type of thing, or you...
Choose your own adventure?
Type of thing. Yeah, but this is the game type of thing.
But, I mean, it's one thing. Fine. It's okay to have that. But there's no video. The only video is at the beginning when the girl's talking to the camera. That's the only full video there is.
That's a trailer they released for the game.
And then the rest of it was just screenshots, like photos, photography. Just, that's it. Any kind of sound effect that they did, they would do like a crappy Microsoft Movie Maker effect on top of the picture. So if they're getting shot at, there'll be bullet holes on the picture of a still image. If they wanted to be wacky, the image would be upside down for some reason, wearing a chicken.
It's pretty wacky.
It's weird. It's just weird. It's just a weird game.
It's pretty bad.
And like I said, you don't have to play the game to understand. Like, I never played it. I just went to YouTube and watched videos. That's the game. Unless you...
Except it's hands-free.
Like, if you want to, like, touch the game, then just pause and play and pretend like you're selecting the menus. That's the game. The game is selecting menus. Just...
Pretty much.
What are they going to do next? Is she going to go left? Is she going to go right? She's going right. Ha ha!
Like, try again.
Yeah, it boggles my mind because it's like, think of all the money that went into this game at the time when CDs were new. Hotel Mario and Legend of Zelda, fine, Nintendo paid for that.
Yeah.
But this was new. CDs that played videos? What? Like, okay, hold on. CDs that play music blow my mind.
I still have a CD player.
Now, a CD that plays a game that plays video? My God, how expensive was that at the time? And the fact that they went along, like, this is the way I think about everything that gets made. Like, Tommy Wiseau's The Room.
Yeah.
You went with this. You didn't stop halfway through and went, like, this is shit.
He was satisfying his desire.
Like, once in a while when we're doing a podcast, I think to myself, this podcast isn't going anywhere. But I keep going because I'm not fucking paying for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these guys actually believe this shit would have... flu, you know what I mean? Like, how many, like, even when I'm doing an article or anything, and I'm like, man, I don't even know what I'm gonna write about.
Maybe it's one of those, like, art things. Like, you know, like, when someone paints something, it's not really worth something until they're dead. If this game was on the shelf right now for $10, would you buy it?
Yes.
There you go. And if it was in 10 million stores or 10 million copies, would 10 million people buy it?
No.
Maybe, just for the sake of owning such a horrible game.
But
so now the company's dead and bankrupt. They're making money that's going to a dumpster.
But it's become famous for being bad, just like Tommy Wiseau's The Room. But the thing is, you guys made this. Like, did you guys know it was bad when you were making it? Like, if
it was a dare. I bet you can't make a low, high-budget game. But if I was making a game
like Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, and I was looking at it going, man, this is fucking stupid. This is nothing funny about it.
We should make the sequel. Get my plumbing idea. Plumbers Do Wear Ties. You
know, we should make an iPhone game called Plumbers Do Wear Ties. Because, I don't know, it just boggles my mind. And, like, they have rape jokes. Like, this game
is hilarious.
This game, I have to say, is worse than Custer's Revenge.
Uh-oh.
Because Custer's Revenge at least had some kind of gameplay. It wasn't good gameplay, but it had something.
Even though you're trying to rape the person, you have to get there.
Yeah, this game has a girl. Remember when she's in the office and the guy's like telling her to take off her clothes?
And she does.
And she does. And then she rides him and he's wearing like bondage. She's like, that's not funny. She was threatened. She was scared, remember?
And then she got the job.
And then he chased her in the hallway in the streets. And then for some reason they started taking random photos with strangers. It's just a... You have to look this up. Me explaining it won't do it justice. You have to look up Plumbers Don't Wear Ties on YouTube. Just watch the gameplay footage. That's it. Just try to find one without someone commentating, because I'm sure you're going to find one with someone commentating.
Mute.
Or just mute it and just watch the game. Please just watch it.
You don't understand why it's number two.
Yeah, this is supposed,
shit.
This was supposed to be number one, but then you spoke to me about it, saying it shouldn't be number one. And I agree with you after that. And instead, I put this.
One that was a lot better.
Yes.
Number one.
Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Hear me out here. Pac-Man is the worst. What were you thinking when it came out with this game? Pac-Man.
I don't believe you.
Here's how it sounds. If it... Yeah, hello? No? Nothing? Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Where's the sound effect?
I don't think the sound comes into play until...
Oh! Jesus, sorry.
Now what it should sound like, waka 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 waka.
This is Pac-Man. Does this sound like Pac-Man to you?
A little bit.
I feel like I'm playing Space Invaders all of a sudden.
It actually does sound like Space Invaders.
It does. So that's Pac-Man on the Atari 2600. What the fuck were you thinking? Remember how I said when you make a game, like Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, and you look at it and you're like, this is shit. And then you continue? It's like, what the fuck are you thinking? What the hell? Plumbers Don't Wear Ties was an original idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Pac-Man
is... It's not like Mario wears ties and then that's the game you came up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, like Plumbers Don't Wear Ties at least is original. Pac-Man, we all know Pac-Man. Back in the day, Pac-Man was the biggest fucking arcade game in the arcades.
Ever.
So
my dad still plays it.
So to have a home port at the time to be able to play this Pac-Man game at home, which boggles everyone's mind at the time, was unbelievable. So there was no internet back then. Remember that. There was no way to read the reviews.
You're lying.
So when the game Pac-Man was released for the Atari 2600, and this is what they got, people back then knew it was shit. But it boggles my mind because when you released it, did you not notice that Pac-Man does not have a fucking eye? Nor is he a full circle? He's a fucking... I don't know. He looks like a... What the hell is that? What shape is that? Diamond?
It's kind of hard to do circles on the Atari, though.
It's kind of hard, but he could have done a lot better than this.
They could have.
You could have rounded up, added a little bit more pixels to make it a circle. You could have done without the flickering of the game. Like, what the hell's going on? How do you even control?
It's teleporting ghosts. How do you do all four of them? Why is there only one?
Just, I don't know, but what the hell's going on? Why are they flickering? Why is everything flickering? Why does the mazes look like shit? Why did you choose such puke colors?
The thing about this game, though, is I'm confused as shit because I don't even know where the ghost is or where it's going to appear. So how do you even play the game?
Yeah.
Without worrying that it's going to teleport in front of you.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, Pac-Man. It's just Pac-Man. Anyone could draw Pac-Man. Anyone could play Pac-Man.
I made my own Pac-Man game.
Yes, you can. Like I said, all you have to do... I made Pac-Man in fucking 3D Game Heroes. 3D Dog Game Heroes, remember?
Looked pretty good.
And he looked pretty good.
I mean,
he looked better than this Pac-Man. But it's fucking Pac-Man. What were you thinking when you came out with this Pac-Man game? Pac-Man. This is like the equivalent of Hotel Mario. Except Hotel Mario looked good.
Yeah, I know.
Or looked decent compared to this.
And it wasn't so bad.
But I mean, it just... This is the reason, this along with E.T. and a bunch of other games, like, I didn't put E.T. on the list here because E.T. is based off a movie, so it took some kind of creativity behind it.
Yeah.
But Pac-Man, there's nothing creative about it. Just a circle eating dots.
And
avoid
the ghosts. That's it.
How do you fuck that up? But Pac-Man and E.T. were the reason of the video game crash back in the day.
Womp, womp.
And you know what? The next one is going to be the unnecessary DLC ones, which is going to be the video game crash of our time. I think that's going to happen.
It's okay, but we'll ride through. We always
We'll ride through and Paranerds will prevail. Ha ha. Huzzah.
You know what I realized?
What?
When you mentioned the fact that back then there wasn't internet.
Yeah.
We actually lived through that.
Yeah, I know.
Can you imagine asking kids now? You know there wasn't internet. You know you wouldn't be able to play or talk online the way you are now. They wouldn't believe us.
No. Like, if I wanted to talk to you to play games, I had to call you from the phone, ask you to come over.
We lived through the fact that there were no cell phones.
Yeah.
It's a great time for us to be living in.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know they're going to be living in the age where, you know, flying cars and we're dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, yeah, it boggles my mind just, yeah, how we didn't have any of that stuff. We didn't have internet.
We had to go over kids, like, our each other's houses.
And sure, a block is just a block away, but when you're a kid, that block feels like a fucking, like, a different city.
The world.
Yeah, exactly. It's a different location altogether. And yeah, I know, it's weird.
It's weird. Like, we lived that time, it's like...
There was no internet. Nothing.
Exactly.
There's no way to read about video game, like, to read a video game review, you had to buy a magazine, which we didn't have any money for. And
now they just release magazines just for collecting.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, people actually use them anymore.
Well, I still buy them.
But you collect them.
Yeah, that's true too.
You don't buy them for the sake of knowledge. You buy them because
anything
they're
I
cool.
want to know. Yeah, anything I want to know, I can just look up online. Yeah, I know it's
so
weird.
Yeah,
I know
it's a weird one.
That's a weird world. Speaking of which, without internet, we wouldn't have games from Japan that gets imported to us.
Or porn.
Which brings us to our segue to our next segment after the break.
Porn?
Kayuin, that vacuum game for the PS1.
Huh.
Up next.
What the fuck was that? What was that? Was that the robot from Rocky IV? Oh, it was? Well, that was random. Okay, let's do the Paranet podcast. What the fuck is happening?
Breaking news! We're here with breaking news! Did you know that report? Half of Netflix subscribers stream through their consoles?
Whoa.
Yeah, the Nielsen report based on 12,000 online interviews conducted in March determined that 25% of Netflix subscribers are using the Wii to stream video content, with 13% using a PS3 and 12% using Xbox Live for the same purpose. You know why people use the Wii? Because
it's remote. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, like when I bring my Wii to my girlfriend's house, that's why we used it.
For Netflix.
And PS3, I have a Blu-ray controller, so I use it for that too. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Alright, so that was our top 10. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. We had one comment saying, you must hate boobies to put Dead or Alive on this list.
You do. You're gay, remember?
A little bit. No, I don't hate boobies. I just like real boobies. What? No, I'm against any kind of advertising. Paranerds.com. Go check out our site. It's great stuff.
We like boobies. You too.
And now we're going to be talking about a PlayStation import game called Kuyuin? Kuyuin?
Bless you.
All right, you play a little bit of this game, right?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
It's very simple.
Very simple.
It is. Very simple.
Well, from where you play at the beginning. This game gets fucking...
You said it gets harder.
It gets very, very hard after. All right,
I'll take your word on it.
That's cool. When they give me a promo thing, I can take screenshots from the PSP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the game starts off where you play as a boy or a girl cleaning up his room. I don't know if you watched the video at the beginning.
No.
So they're cleaning up
his room. I was wondering why he ended up in a vacuum.
Yeah, they're cleaning up his room, and then I guess they take a break, and then he opens up a fairy tale book to read a book, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Japanese, so... So a fairy comes out. And this is what I'm assuming it is. If you go to Monkey
Legend
Paw
of Zelda.
Games. Yeah. If you go to Monkey Paw Games, they have a translated thing there. So, he opens up a book and a fairy comes out and he's all like, hey, wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up! So I'm doing the,
wake up!
Wake up! So yeah, I guess the fairy tells the kid that everything in fairy tales are more fucked up than they were before. Probably not in those words, but you know. So the kid is like, well,
it says right there, fucked up.
Yeah. So the kid's like, well, I have nothing to go the fly in there. So he's like, turns around, looks at his vacuum, goes, fuck it, why not?
Forget the broom that's right next to it, fuck the carpet that's on the floor. Fuck the bed sheet that you were on.
I said that he went to Hocus Pocus. Remember the movie Hocus Pocus, when she flies on a vacuum? I said he went that route. So, the game is, basically a side scrolling shooter.
Yeah.
Which I didn't expect when I first got it. I had no idea what to expect from the game, to be honest. And I was like, oh, it's a shooter. It's a little funky looking. It's actually 2D, 3D kind of gameplay.
Yeah, your character is 3D, but the game is 2D.
Yeah, and so it's like a 2D shooter, which I said is like R-Type. In case anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, it's like R-Type. So pick up R-Type, because R-Type is a great shooter. So it's basically you're one side, and you kill everything on the other side.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. And the game is pretty, like, it starts off pretty easy.
Well, so far, I haven't really gotten too far. I kept dying a million times.
I got to a part where I had to stop playing because I died way too many times. I just couldn't beat it. I could not beat it because the boss, like, because all the bosses are really unique and they're all interesting because you have like a giant princess or whatever, like this giant woman over here. But the boss I was fighting later, because I got to like later levels, were just giant balls.
Nice.
Yeah, but those giant balls took up like 12 different forms. So even after I killed it, it like went into another form, and I had to fight it again. And I was like, I can't beat this fucking thing. So it actually does get really, really hard later on, especially because you have unlimited continues. But the game does not save, or at least I don't think it does. So
you got to do the whole level again.
So you got to do the whole level again. So it does, you know, it's pretty challenging, and it's actually surprisingly fun. Like I did.
It sounds like about it. I've been playing for the past like 20 minutes now.
Yeah, I've played it, I think, for a week after I reviewed it. So that goes to tell you something. So it's actually not that bad of a game. It's the first time in North America. You have like so many different versions. Did you do that garbage dump yet?
No, I have not yet.
You start off with a pea shooter, like the normal little shooter thing, and then you can upgrade to laser, homing, and rapid fire. If you're in front of the enemies, you can whip out your plug and whip the enemies. And if you fill up your meter, you could dump out all your garbage and shoots out like a giant laser like that, right? So it's a very, very unique game. Like,
it's different.
It's different. Like, it's very different. And this is what I miss about games. And games like this. That just a kid that has a t-shirt that says me.
So you know who you are.
On a vacuum cleaner shooting. That was a good screen grab, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually.
It was like a quick cutscene, so I got him. But yeah, so it's a kid on a vacuum blowing up shit in Fairy Tale Land. I mean,
how can you go wrong with that?
Is there anything any more creative than that?
Not only he shot Burger King.
Oh, that would be awesome. I mean, graphically, it looks great, too. Like, I mean, that looks terrible by today's standards. But
yeah.
But the actual style of the game...
It's not bad.
And it didn't freeze, no matter how much shit you had on the screen. It did not lag or flicker or anything. It was smoothly played. The music was forgettable, I guess. But yeah, it's, you know what? It's actually not a bad game. I gave the game an 8 out of 10.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
not bad at all.
It's not bad. It's not a bad game at all because it's a PlayStation 1 game. It was released in Japan, and now it's available in North America. And I'm not really huge on import games, mostly because I don't understand them. But games like this, it's just a shooter.
You don't need to understand anything.
Just exactly. Shoot. Like Rapid Angels, the same thing. Just go around killing people. It doesn't really matter what the story is, as long as the game's fun, which is the point of games, right? Which games seem to be forgetting nowadays.
But we've evolved in a lot where games tell stories.
Yeah, but so. I mean, when you're looking at a game like this from 1996, you don't expect it that much. Like,
no.
If the game didn't have a good story, like if they gave me Mother 3 and it's all in Japanese, I would have been like, no, I can't play this without knowing the
because
story.
You need to know the story.
I need to know the story. So, I give the game an 8 out of 10. It's not that bad of a game. I had fun. There's two players as well.
There is.
So, if you're playing on your PS3, you could play with two players, which is really cool, because, you know, most games can't do that. And if you're playing on your PSP, I guess it's only one player.
Wi-Fi? No,
I don't know. But you enjoyed it, though, right?
Yeah, it was good.
So you can find the review on the website. I'll link it up somewhere in the paragraph where I describe what the podcast is about. So you give the game an 8 out of 10, and what would you give the game?
I would give it an 8.
8?
If you give it an 8, there's a reason why. So far, I haven't gone too far, so it's not fair for me to give it lower or higher.
Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing, just more shit, different, like, environments.
Everything, it was fun. It was good.
It does get, like, a lot different. Like, at the beginning, it starts off very, very simple. Even I was like, ah, it's too simple. But later on, shit gets real, son.
So far, I'll stick with the 8.
8 out of 10, all right. For the game, Kyuin?
K-Y-U-I-I-N.
Apparently, that's the name of the vacuum up there in Japan.
Oh.
So that's why they named it after that.
So here would be called vacuum?
Here would be
or
called...
Or Dyson?
Or
Dyson's a vacuum.
What's the other one, the famous vacuum cleaner? Dirt Devil.
Not anymore.
Oh, man. Come on. Dirt Devil would sound so fucking cool as a
video
game.
But... It's
product placement.
Dirt Devil's, like, out now.
Is it?
Dyson's, like, the new one.
I haven't vacuumed
except
in years.
Expensive as hell.
Yeah, it is. I can't breathe. Am I dying?
Yeah.
Am I?
Can I have some of your stuff?
No, they're all my stuff. All right, so wrapping up podcast 65, we spoke about...
Everything.
Everything. News, top 10. I guess we should go over the top 10 really fast, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right, so top 10. What were you thinking, Game Edition? Doing this number really fast.
Oh, at 10.
Mortal Kombat DC Universe.
9.
Metal Gear Solid Touch.
8.
Wii Motion Games.
7.
Nintendo Games on the Philips CDI.
6.
Games Based on Products.
5.
Call of Duty / Guitar Hero.
4.
Unnecessary Acceptance DLC.
3.
Dead or Alive Extreme Deep Beach Volleyball.
2.
Plumbers Do Wear Ties.
1.
Pac-Man on the Atari 2600. We had a little mini review. Kyuni? Gave an 8 out of 10. What's on the pipeline for this week?
My birthday.
That's next week.
What's going on this week?
What do you have releasing this week?
POV, pick of the week for me.
Pick of the week. Last week I took a little break from doing free apps. I'm getting back into it, so I gave away two free apps this week. I should be having at least...
That sounds like a great prize. Hey, I'm giving you something for free that I got for free.
Yeah, whatever. I don't see you searching for it. We're going to be giving away... I'm not giving away dick all. I have a bunch of iPhone game reviews coming out. I believe it's about 4 or 5. So they should be coming out this week. And that's... pretty much all I have right now.
That's everything. That's my birthday.
Next week's your birthday. What's going on for next week for the podcast? Are we going to do it on Wednesday again?
We're not
doing it Tuesday night.
No, Wednesday.
We'll do it Wednesday again?
I have a lump in my head. Am I dying?
I can't breathe. Am I dying?
You can have my share of Paranerds.
Which is nothing. I just want to give a shout out to GameJudgment.com. The guy, Patrick, he does a great job on his website. Along with a bunch of, some more shout outs. Classic Leap. Love those guys. I'm bowing to the microphone right now for no reason at all.
It wants to challenge you to a fight.
Yes. Check out Classic Leap, ClassicL337.com. They do awesome video game reviews on, or video reviews on YouTube. They have a wicked channel there. Go check them out. They do a great job with their thing and awesome interviews.
All right, I will.
We might be getting a couple interviews coming. I'm not going to say what. I'm not going to spoil it just in case we don't get it, but you know who they are.
I do.
So hopefully those things happen. That'd be great for our next couple podcasts. The Blue Man Group. Blue Man Group's coming in. They're not going to say a word. They're just going to play the drums. So I have 4 reviews this week. That's pretty much it. Shout out to 4 Love Gaming, the community. Love the community. Love those guys that listen to their podcast. We're talking about old school cartoons. And, oh yeah, Triverse, Scenic 7. We got to give a shout out to Carl. Triverse, Scenic 7. Thank you, Carl. And VideoGameCowboys.com. Check those guys out. And Gamersgate, of course. Gamersgate.com. So that's pretty much everything for plugins. And, you know, subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Go check us out on Rapture, RAPTR.com/theparanerds. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/theparanerds. Stop, I'm stretching. You can also check out some of our stuff on video, VGN24.com. It's kind of like N4G.
Okay.
But not. Where you can submit your articles. So we have a couple of stuff on there as well. VGN24.com. Oh, and also, Nintendo Legend. I purposely made sure to hold this back, and I almost forgot. NintendoLegend.com. Go check out Nintendo Legend if you're into something. Like, you know how we do once in a while retro relapse of a game?
Yeah.
Nintendo Legend is 19% complete Nintendo games. He's reviewing Nintendo games. Every Nintendo game that's released in North America.
Wow, and he's at 19%.
He's at 19%. He's reviewed games from The Punisher to Baseball to Muppet Adventure, Chaos at the Carnival. So, yeah, he's reviewed 19% of Nintendo games.
Wow. So go, that's 144 so far.
So go check out NintendoLegend.com. He's doing an awesome job. I check out his reviews every time I'm sitting on the can. Sorry, I do. That's the only time I read stuff. So go check out Nintendo Legend, 19% complete. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Wow, you can actually see the list of the games.
And they're not short reviews. They're full fucking 3-page reviews. Like, they're not just like 300 words or like almost 1,000 words. So go check out NintendoLegend.com. And yeah, subscribe, Pure Nerds, leave comments, whatever. Anything else I have to say? No? We'll talk to you guys in our next week's podcast on podcast number 66. Hopefully. Bye-bye!
Bye.
Bye.
That was a long podcast.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Rui.
Happy birthday, Rui.
Next week is your birthday, and we're gonna grab some ribs now.
Ribs.
Baby back. I want my baby back. Chili. Baby back ribs.
Burgers and fries.